is not why you are here!
Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Check this out. Check this out.
What is
this
it?
Outrageous, man.
What is it?
Just try it.
He's burnt. What is this?
188 proof. It's called a fireball, man. Watch.
Oh, my
God. Exact flame on, buddy. Flame on.
Oh, now what is that?
Must have been the electrical wiring.
53. I'd like a marble rye. No plastic, in a bag.
Huh? You're lucky it's our last one.
Wait a second, that's your last marble rye?
That's right.
There's none left?
That's what I said. Number 54.
Excuse me. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I have to have that ride. So it's a long story, but a person's whole future may depend on it.
Well, I'm sorry, but you should have got here earlier.
Yes, well, be that as it may, if you could just find it within yourself to give it up, I would...
You're not getting this wrong.
All right, all right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will give you double what you paid for it.
You're in my way.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you $50. Now, be reasonable. You cannot turn down $50 for a $6 ride.
No, watch me. Stop it.
I want that ride, lady.
Help! Someone help!
Shut up, you old pig! Oh,
circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad. Maybe we can try it some other time. Wally World's overrated anyway.
What do you think?
I think you're all in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of your assholes. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose! Holy shit!
Dad, you want to ask for something?
Don't touch!
Look at that, nerd!
Huh? I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Woo! Yeah! Good times! Hey, everybody! It's time for No More Mulberry. Film, television, pop culture, talk show, whatever you want to call us. We're here to talk about stuff, and hopefully you want to listen. If you don't, then I guess that's it. See you later. But if you want to listen to us, then stick around for a while. What do you say, Steven the Pop Culture Zealot?
Hey!
How's it going?
Good.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
We also have this other guy. His name is Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
How you doing?
Fantastic. Good to have
Excellent.
You here. I hope you guys are ready to talk film, television, and all that kind of stuff. I'm really excited to be here, except I can't wait till next week when we have some Lost to talk about. Can you guys believe it that Lost is actually back next week?
I know. I'm ready.
Awesome.
Also, Kitchen Nightmares is back tonight, and I believe an episode airs on Tuesday, so we'll have two Kitchen Nightmares to talk about. And you know that show, quality, am I right?
And what? I think I found us a couple new listeners.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Some of the
Are
guys
they paranoid?
Work...
With
yes.
Zippity doodah out of your assholes.
A couple of guys I work with out in the Phoenix area, they listen to podcasts. I said, you know I do one with my friends, don't you? And they're like, no. I was like, I know
Sweet.
I've told you before, and you know, but
so they're going to check it out?
Yeah, they were listening to the Paranoid disc when they were giving me a hard time, too, this week.
Well, cool.
So James and Steve and
yeah,
Brandon.
Yeah, give them a shout-out. There's too many Steves in this world. What is the deal?
Well, there's actually two there, so one of them goes by Brendan, so.
Nice.
How's that work?
Holy shit.
Middle name, I guess.
Ah, okay.
Now, guys, we also have more Spartacus, right? I hope you guys watched the second episode. Did you get to?
No, I didn't get to
well,
watch it
Well, technically it airs tonight, but it's on the 101 last night, so I got to watch it. Bill, you watched it too, right?
Yes.
We, you know, we have some lawman, you know, briefly lawman, briefly cake boss, briefly heroes. I'm going to say it was a big dud week for TV shows.
Briefly 24, too.
Yeah,
briefly
24. But Friday Night Lights and Spartacus, I thought, were the good shows. And I haven't watched Caprica yet. I don't know if you...
The first episode, yes.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. You know, I'll find time to watch it, and maybe we'll mention or whatever. I don't know if I want to cover it every week. Hey, I'll wait till I see the episode, okay?
I'm still waiting for my second episode to kind of...
Yeah, kind of like, I don't know.
They kind of were laying a lot of foundation.
Right. Yeah, I want to check it out. And I know my dad said that he was like, I had no interest in this. I watched it when it was over. I was like, oh, I'm intrigued. Okay, I'll watch some more. So, you know, I'll give it a go and I'll
it
check it
out.
It
got me, you know, I got a little taste for it. And I was see if it's any good.
Yeah, because the whole idea of it is just like, I don't know. But, you know, we'll see. So basically what I'm saying is I won't comment anymore on it until I watch it. But guys, we have a special birthday this week. It's actually today. It's one of our favorite listeners, Swiley.
Yes.
Swiley's birthday. Hey!
Happy birthday, Swiley.
Happy birthday to ya.
Yeah!
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Swiley.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
What can we say about Swiley? That guy, every week, he gives us some awesome feedback, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just without fail. I mean, I can't wait to read Swiley's post.
Yeah, that's what I look forward to every week, because some weeks he's the only one that gives it to us.
Sorry, you know, it's a special birthday for you, Swiley, so we had to do whoopee too. But yeah, you know, every week I wait to see what Swiley thought of the show. And, you know, Bill, you and I have been talking a lot about this week, and I want to talk about it a little bit, and that is the giving of feedback. Through the entire history of our show, I would say that it's something that we've always asked for. But, you know, I was kind of thinking to myself, but why? Why do I want feedback? And I don't want to, you know, okay, I'll talk to you about it this way. We put out episode 189, which I thought was a great episode. I thought mm-hmm. we did a good show. And
I thought it was pretty good, too.
I was like, man, this show, it was really fun to do, and I hope people dig it. I can't wait to see what people thought of it. I want people to praise us, Steven. I want them to kneel before us. Tell me how funny I am. No, it's nothing like that. It's just nice to hear
that people actually listen.
Well, I told the guys in Phoenix that we have a forum, and that they can go to it and comment on our shows and whatnot.
Right.
And so
everybody can go to nimpodcast@gmail.com or go to our forum. But
they thought that was a pretty cool idea. They hadn't seen that, I guess.
Yeah, or go on Facebook and Twitter even. And that's what I did this week. But what I'm saying is I don't want to come off as needy, because really what I did this week, Bill, is what was it, Thursday? And I was like, nobody said shit about the show. I mean, what the hell? Did anyone listen to it? Are the downloads working? What's going on here? And finally I said on Twitter, it goes, hey, what do you guys think of the show this week? And then finally people would say, you know, hey, I liked it. This was funny. And I was like, oh, okay. People listen to it. And I wasn't like, please tell me. Oh, God, I'm dying for that. It's just letting us know if anyone saw it, you know, or listened to it.
You don't want to have to beg for feedback.
Yeah, you don't. I felt pathetic doing that, and I'm never going to do it again. After I did that, I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, I love when people tell us what they thought, but if they don't feel compelled to do it, then that's that. Because in all honesty, if we were waiting for that all this time, we wouldn't have made it to episode 190.
Yeah.
Because, my God, that first 100 episodes, I'm going to say the first 50 episodes, there was nothing. It was basically, you know, I've described it before, doing a show on a cassette, labeling it, putting it in a nice case, and then throwing it out the window. Hey, maybe someone will find this one day.
Tying it to a balloon and seeing where it lands.
That's what it's like sometimes. So after last week's episode, I was like, man, Rick was on the show. We had a good time. It was funny. All right, there it goes. There you go, little guy. Put it in the river. Put it in the Nile, and it floats away in a nice little basket. And I was like, see you later. And
the Moses of podcasts.
It's like, wow, it's been 100 years. I've never heard anything about it. I guess it just sank. But,
Poor baby drowned.
Yeah, our baby drowned. No! But I just want to say that if you listen to this show, just know that we just want to know if you thought it was funny or whatever. Because, you know, we hear from Sean, Adam, and Rick. I love those guys. Swiley. People like that, they go out of their way to tell us what they think of the show, and I love them for it. It's fantastic. And it's just, you know, it's just that little kind of, you know, when a stand-up comedian, he's on stage, he gets instant, like, applause right. or whatever, boos,
yeah,
heckling. Yeah, heckling, whatever. But, you know, if you do a TV show, I guess the ratings or whatever, or maybe you get some kind of mail. I don't know. I guess it's hard. But
viewer mail.
I don't know what it is, but you just want to hear something.
Yeah. I think anybody that does a job needs to hear something in order to properly do that job.
Right. And I don't want to come off as a whiny bastard is what I was saying. But so, you know, every week after I put out the show, you know, on Twitter or whatever, you can tell me at twitter.com/thejstrom or Mulberry Bill. Just tell us, nimpodcast@gmail.com, go to our forum. It's linked right there on nowheremulberry.com, Facebook, whatever. All that's linked there. Right, yeah. Steven? Steven, you joined Twitter?
We're not going to ask yet. I just got busy.
I'm tired of it.
This week was such a hectic week, so.
It's all right. No problem.
I had a nice long 20-hour day on Monday, so.
So you're never going to do it, right? That's what you're saying?
No, I just, the rest of the week, I was trying to catch up on sleep and meeting old friends again on Facebook. And
you know, I'm not a big fan of the old friends on Facebook thing. I just find that bizarre.
What do you mean?
You know, some of them kind of like pop up out of nowhere. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird to explain. I know. I sound crazy, but it's just how I feel.
Are you afraid they'll come over to your house?
Yeah, you know, I don't like whenever people know that I'm not home because I'm afraid they might break in and steal my stuff.
You sound a little paranoid there, Bill.
Oh, my God. Not you, too, Bill.
I'm sitting here waiting to shoot them because I don't know anything about the law or I know enough to be ignorant. And I'm going to shoot them. I'm going to shoot them right between the eyes.
Bill, no. Oh, my God. Did you see that forum post by Swiley?
Yeah.
He's like, ignorance doesn't count or something like that. I don't know. I just thought,
that was funny. That made me laugh.
Oh, my God.
Steven's just waiting, man. He's got that bloodlust.
All right, guys. We got a couple of voicemails. Let's check them out. Our first one is from Adam. Let's see what Adam has to say.
Hello, citizens of Mulberry. This is Adam from the Bay Area calling to say that I'm listening to episode 130 of NIMH Old School. And you guys started getting into this conversation about if Meryl Streep was hot or not. And I got to say, I just watched her in that movie, It's Complicated, with Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin. And I got to say, I thought she looked pretty good. So even though you guys didn't really think,
After how many drinks, I think Bill said
he didn't really think she was that attractive. I think she's, you know, from the right angle, she's got it going on. So I know that makes me weird, and I'm letting you guys into a lot of intimate little details about my life, how I love the holiday, how I think, you know, Meryl Streep is smoking hot. Well, just...
Now she's smoking hot?
Oh, boy.
Kind of upped it there.
I think I've done it again. Oh, boy.
She went from kind of okay from certain angles to smoking hot.
You know, Meryl Streep, even in her younger years, wasn't smoking hot.
See, I always thought, and I think even on that episode, it was like a long time ago, we're on 190, that was 130. I think I said that Kramer versus Kramer was on, and I was like, Meryl Streep, not too bad looking in this, is what I was. You know, not too bad.
Okay, Jay Leno.
Not too bad.
You look pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I think Adam's doing a Jay Leno there, isn't he?
You look pretty good.
Nice Jay Leno there, Adam. All right, we got another voicemail. This one from Sean. Let's check it out.
Hey, Mulberry guys. This is Sean from Los Angeles. Awesome show last week, especially when you had Rick from Australia call in. During the news and DVD segment, he fit in really well with you guys, and it sounded like you guys had a good time, and it was a really fun listen. And I have to admit, I was a little jealous that he got to be there, because one of my goals is to be able to sing the DVD song with you guys. You don't have to have me on the show for a long time. I just hope that one day I will be able to sing the DVD song, because I love it.
Oh, you got
every
it,
time
Sean.
I listen to the show,
anytime.
I don't care if people are around. I sing the DVD song with you guys, and people may think I'm nuts, but I don't care because that song is awesome. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Really, really, really good show, as always. Really enjoyed listening to it. And, Jason, you were asking Rick about the old school episodes and whether they, you know, if they're still funny or if we can relate to them even though they're really old. And I have to agree with Rick that they're really, really fun to listen to pass the time, like I listen to them at work because I work in an office, so I can listen, have headphones in for most of the time, and it helps pass the time a lot. And even though you guys are talking about things from, you know, a few years ago, sometimes things I don't even know about, like shows I've never watched. Like Rick said, it's fun to hear you guys talk about it, even though I have no idea what you're talking about. And it's kind of like I do watch those shows, even though I don't. And it's just always a really, really
it's
fun
like
time.
An audiobook, isn't it?
And I was listening to an old school episode the other day that had me just rolling on the floor laughing. And I'm going to play a clip for you guys now. I'm going to switch it up and play a clip for you. So here, listen to this. This made me laugh really hard.
Guys, and I sat on NimChat Friday by myself, and then I killed myself. I'm actually toast right now.
I'm surprised your internet worked. My internet did not work that whole night.
Yes, because when your internet doesn't work, no one's internet works.
That's You and me talking about the weather. The weather, idiot. The weather was so bad.
Yes, I was surprised that my internet was working too.
So, yeah, just Bill's response to Vanessa's comment and Jason's infectious laughter for like a good 20 seconds after that had me on the floor laughing for a good minute. So just good times like that, you know, listening to the old school episodes. So I'm sad that they will be going away. So I will be definitely downloading all of them because I love listening to them. Like when I come home, even after work, you know, I live alone. So when I'm maybe making dinner or something like that, I don't feel like turning on the TV. I just play some old school, Mulberry old school on my phone and listen to them as I'm cooking. It's good time, man. Yes. So once again, awesome, awesome show. And you guys have a great next show. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Sean. That's awesome. I mean, I'm glad that people do listen to those old shows. I remember when I first uploaded them, I was like, I'm uploading these because maybe someday someone will want to listen to them. And I felt silly doing it because it was a pain in the ass to do, you know. You know, you have to upload a show for a while, then do the detailed, you know, show notes or whatever. And I'm like, one day somebody will. And the fact that Sean and Adam and Ross and Rick, they've gone back and listened to those episodes is awesome. It makes it worth it that I did that. And I'm glad I did for you guys to do that. That is funny because, you know, Vanessa used to say Bill would drive Vanessa nuts with little comments or whatever. And it's funny because every once in a while she would say something that made absolutely no sense.
The fact and that, I was always right there.
She had no internet. She's surprised I did had internet because she didn't.
Like, dude, I'm surprised you have internet because I don't have DSL at my house. I wouldn't pay for it. You
I want to go back and listen to that just to find out why I was so giggly that night. I just freaking lost it.
You know, she would notoriously make those blanket statements, and that's what was so great about it. Well, I mean, sometimes there's a number of times where she would do those.
Sometimes, you know, we wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't, and then, you know, I would be talking or whatever, and then I would be thinking in my head, what did she just
yeah.
You know,
what about whenever she talked about that 12-hour documentary that she watched, and we just kind of let her go?
The Staircase. I love Vanessa. I would love to get Vanessa back for the 200th episode to see what going on. I know listeners would like to hear that, and then maybe just kind of have a good laugh. Now, guys, we got a voicemail from Rick. Let's see what Rick's doing tonight, huh?
I know where I'm all worried, it's Rick. I'm gonna get to call in today, so I'll leave a voicemail. I probably won't. I'm going to the Good Food and Wine Festival in the Gold Coast.
Nice.
So I'm going to be eating
good
cheese and
great wine.
Drinking wine. It's going to be spectacular. But I just wanted to say thanks for letting me be on the show last week and making me feel welcome. And, you know, it was good. It was a really good experience. I write it in my diary. Dear diary, today I was on Nowhere in Mulberry. And I felt special. The end. And after being on, I just was a bit more impressed with a bit more. Now, wasn't really impressed before, but after being on, I'm more impressed with what you do and how you do it. It's all live and stuff. Anyway, he's a great, yeah. Anyway, so, Bill, when are you going to finish Mass Effect 2? And when are you going to watch Curse of the Komodo? I want to hear about that.
We will.
Yeah, all right. Bye, guys. It's been Rick from the start.
What? Now, Bill, I've noticed from your Twitter that you have been playing a bit of this Mass Effect 2 game.
Oh, man, it's taken over my life. I literally spent almost 12 hours yesterday playing it.
Good Lord, man. Now, this is
I took like an hour, maybe an hour out of that was spent eating or going to the bathroom. But, I mean, I picked it right back up.
Hopefully
after that.
Eating was most of the hour. Yeah, it's funny because the demo to Bad Company 2 came out, and I was like, Bill, Bad Company 2, download that. Let's play it or whatever. And I just waited there on the menu screen for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It never showed up. And then I was
You can blame Captain or Commander Shepard. And
you know what? I always wanted to play the first game, and then the second one came out, and it looks like they showed a really long trailer last week during the football game, and it looked badass, and it was in HD and everything. It just looked like, it was like, what cool sci-fi movie is this? It's not. Yeah. It's a game. Whoa.
That's what was great. I was playing it, and my dad came by, and he went, hey, what you playing? Or, I mean, hey, what you watching? I was like, I'm not watching anything. I'm playing Mass Effect 2.
I'm living Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, I was jacked in yesterday.
What, it was like The Matrix? Hey,
I had to take a step back. I only played it for 4 hours today.
That's good. Yeah, you got to kind of get a breather.
Yeah.
Was Seth Green in this sequel?
He is, but luckily he's in a very small role, and you only hear from him if you choose to go talk to him.
That's embarrassing.
They were smart with that.
Does he still play AJ Spaceman?
Yes, he does.
I don't know if you guys...
he's the pilot.
Like, if you go back to, like, one of those, like, Mulberry old schools, it's before...
Yeah.
I didn't even know what Mass Effect was, but I went to see one of those BSG...
Razor
in the theater. Mm-hmm. They had like a theatrical premiere, like you could go to or whatever. And except they would have commercial breaks, and every time they did, they would show you stuff about this Mass Effect game, and they would have Seth Green talking about it, and he would be like, "Yeah, this game is incredible," and I was like, well, "Who's AJ Spaceman?" And you know. Yeah, my guy, he's can't walk or whatever, and he's a pilot. And I'm like, get back to the friggin' BSG already. What the hell is this game? But
of all the people to pimp a game, Seth Green is not the one to do it.
But then it turns out that the game is badass, though, right?
Oh, yeah, both of them are terrific.
So I can pick up the first game for like $14 now, right?
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because as you're playing through it, you'll start to recognize voices. And Trisha Helfer is the alien... Or is the ship's AI, artificial intelligence.
Sweet.
Like, I had to explain that. Last night I came across a character that sounded an awful lot like Saul Tai.
Oh, and, cool.
Yeah, there's like moments where you hear these voices and you go, I've heard that voice before. But it's really cool. They've got a lot of pretty cool people in it doing little cameo roles.
That is cool. Like, when you're on a cool show or whatever, you get to do voice acting for games and stuff.
You know?
There's a good chance you'll see me naked.
Oh.
He doesn't say that in the game, thankfully.
Have you unlocked that part of the game yet? I unlocked Colonel Tiny.
But I am very close to bedding my first woman.
What?
Yeah, you can choose. There's a number of women in the game that you can choose to have a relationship with. And I chose the one played by Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck.
Whoa.
And her character looks exactly like her. Strains. Yeah, so it's like...
So you're telling me you get to have some video game sex with...
Some video relations. It's very... It's fleeting.
With Sarah,
I don't think you can
Chuck?
Hold out very long, the character of Commander Shepard, but... It goes dark very quickly. Yeah, it's like, do you remember that game for the Nintendo? Was it Golgo 13?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, that was the first game I ever remember there being a sex scene where it like goes dark all of a sudden. It's like, damn, I was jipped.
So prematurely ends the scene. Awesome.
Well, but yeah, it's a magnificent game. I definitely love it.
Well, Bill, you and I, we need to dust off Army of Two 40th day, man.
Yeah, I went down to my mailbox today and dug it out of there. So
lots of homoerotic gunplay in that game.
All I want to know is if we get to tandem parachute.
Oh, I hope so.
That was the most homoerotic moment I have to say.
It is.
We're skydiving, hey. And I'm behind you, and you're in front, and one guy's controlling
one
the
one guy's
parachute,
steering the parachutes, the other guy's got a sniper rifle.
It's so
But my
so
favorite,
overtly homoerotic.
You're in a gun battle. These two guy, muscle bound, oiled up guys with machine guns.
Yeah.
And they're surrounded. They go back to back. All of a sudden, it's bullet time. You hit your back up against his back, and you're all going, wasting all sorts of, you know, third world country guys.
Skinnies,
et cetera, et cetera.
It's skinnies awesome. In the first game, and I think the entire second game takes place in China. So,
yeah, you're.
I can't think of a proper racial slur for the Chinese that they would use in that.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait to learn it in the game. I'm sure they came up with something
yeah.
offensive.
And, you know, they have those masks, and you get to bling out your weapons.
Yeah, my favorite is that you can put gold and stuff on there.
Yeah, I'll never forget when we got enough money, I made my AK-47 gold, and you looked at it and went, "You're gay." It's like, this is awesome.
That's what's funny. You're walking around the game, and that, and it's funny, on the cover, there's one dude who's gold and one other another guy's yeah. silver. And Emma was looking at it. She goes, "Which are you going to be, the gold guy or silver guy?" And I was like, "I'm going to go silver."
I'll be solid.
I
gold.
Like the pretty lies.
Yeah,
totally I can't wait to start playing it because. And plus, I hope there's moments in this game where you can go up to the other guy and press a button and then make him say stupid shit like, "Ladies, lift your shirts."
Yeah, that's what you could do last time, or pat him on the ass or something like that.
I didn't know about that part.
I unlock that on my own.
Oh, you unlock.
All right, guys.
I think, Gay Lesbian Against Defamation League, whatever that is, should give it an award.
They should. It encourages it, I think. Gay behavior. All right, guys. Let's check out entertainment. I just want to briefly mention Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson, directed by Martin Campbell. And the reason I'm excited about this is it's Mel Gibson, it's a revenge fantasy, and he's killing dudes. That's my favorite kind of Mel Gibson movie. Am I
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Don't you guys love
I
him?
I like Payback. Payback was fun. Yeah, both Payback. Versions of Payback.
Well, I mean, like, you know, Lethal Weapon, you know, there's a part where he gets angry and those and kills bad guys, but, you know, Mad Max, come on.
Oh, yeah.
His wife and child are killed, and he goes to kill these weird homoerotic bikers. Awesome.
Lord Humongous.
Yeah, of course, the Road Warrior. Just Mel Gibson is made for that kind of role. Braveheart, of course, that's a revenge fantasy. You know, it's a historical thing, but it's more, it's a revenge fantasy. Yeah. Think about it. They kill his wife or whatever.
Top wife.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Braveheart. Come on! Everyone's had to have seen that. But I love Mel Gibson, and I really hope this movie kicks ass. I want to see it. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you know that.
I hope that's in the movie. I hope there's moments of guitar twang and saxophone.
I heard there's this part where he kills this poor little black kid. Oh,
you
oh
want to no. do something, Sergeant Murdoch?
Oh, that's his partner in the movie. What the hell is Danny Glover doing in this movie? It's Lethal Weapon 6, man. They're lying. But also this... Wait. When does that come out? I'm not sure. I'll save that. But I guess that's pretty much it, unless did anything else come out this week, Bill?
Edge of Darkness, and I think that When in Rome, the movie with Kristen Bell and that Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, that's... you know what's funny? Heather gets so mad at me when I do this, but it's true. She was like, "I want to see that." I go, "Chick flick." Chick, but no, it's
not.
Oh,
my God, is it ever?
It is. It's about this girl who wants to fall in love in Rome or whatever. No, thank you.
You know, am I the only one, or does anybody else feel bad for Kristen Bell, what she's doing now? What I mean, she was Veronica Mars. I mean, watching that show.
Bill, it all started when, remember, do you remember this? She could have either been on Lost or Heroes. She picked Heroes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't really want to go to Oahu and all that. I'm going to stick it with L.A. I'm going to do Heroes. Worst career decision ever.
Something tells me she's not that smart.
She's got bad representation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Huh? What the?
I think you're off.
I figured you were just implying that she's badly represented by her agent.
Yes, her agent. Exactly. I guess.
Well, I mean, she did the one, I guess, if you want to call it a decent role, this Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's done some good parts.
She's going for the romantic comedies.
It's the same thing. I think it's this. Like, when I was talking about Gerard Butler, you know, he was in 300, and then he makes these romantic comedies with Hilary Swank. Is it just that they make money or whatever, and it's good for your resume? I don't know what's going on.
Did that movie with Hilary Swank
how many people
make
any
money?
I don't know, but I'd say Kristen Bell, she's the star of the movie, so I guess that's a step up. She's got her.
But what's funny is I had, like, I don't want to say a fantasy, but she was just so hot as Veronica Mars, like this witty, smart, you know, chick, and then she moves on to these other roles, and it's like, oh, she wasn't real.
Oh, you mean then, Veronica Mars wasn't real?
Yeah.
She was just playing the role. Yeah, it's possible. It was all a fantasy. Mm-hmm. Boo. All right, guys, let's check out what is on our TiVos. Now, guys, last Friday while we were doing the show, Conan O'Brien hosted his last Tonight Show. And I thought it was a really good show. You know, I recorded it and I watched it as soon as the show was over. I got choked up a little during his little goodbye speech. I just wanted to play a little bit of it. I know, you know, it's been a while. It's been a week, but we do the show every Friday. I had to wait a whole week to talk about this. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I know Conan's a pretty selfless guy. But I honestly got a little annoyed at Will Ferrell for kind of hijacking the last 7 minutes.
Yeah, he's just doing his thing. I don't know. I know, Steven, you weren't happy to see Will Ferrell.
I certainly don't hate Will Ferrell as much as Steven does. It's not to say that I don't, you know, I don't really hate him at all. But still, I thought it was a little inappropriate to take the last 7 minutes of Conan's last Tonight Show and do a bit. That was, you know, it was well done, but it was still, you know, it was...
You know, I thought it was neat that he got to jam with all these musicians and stuff, but I didn't understand what his shtick was going on during the song, you know, and he had his pregnant wife there. I guess he's just doing a bit, and that's what Will Ferrell's about.
Yeah, he just was... Yeah. Like maybe, you said, you know, like Bill said, he hijacked it, you know, he was
trying
to... It's
possible Conan wanted him to do that, you know, just let me play up here, and, you know, I don't want it to be about me. It's possible.
Yeah, I think,
I don't know.
There was, like, Beck and... who else?
Billy Gibbons.
And then there was that. Ben?
Yeah, Ben Harper.
Ben Harper.
Yeah, I mean, there was some pretty good musicians there, and I don't know. One of them could have sang Freebird.
I wanted to see Andy up there with a tambourine or something.
Andy should have been up there.
If Andy would have played his wife. But the pregnant wife.
That would have been good.
But it's possible
that would have been
Andy,
perfect.
Maybe Andy didn't
because
want
Max
to.
Was there playing the drums.
Yeah, maybe Andy didn't want to be a part of it or something. I don't know. But maybe. Let's go ahead and check out Conan's final farewell. We'll never see him again.
A lot of people have been asking me about my state of mind, and I'll be honest with you, walking away from The Tonight Show is the hardest thing I have ever had to do. Making this choice has been enormously difficult. This is the best job in the world. I absolutely love doing it, and I have the best staff and crew in the history of the medium. I will fight anybody who says I don't, but no one would. but despite this sense of loss, I really feel this should be a happy moment. Every comedian dreams of hosting The Tonight Show. And for 7 months, I got to do it. And I did it my way, with people I love. I do not regret 1 second. And if our next gig is doing a show in a 7-Eleven parking lot, we will find a way to make it fun. We really will. I have no problems. And I don't want to do it in a 7-Eleven parking lot. But whatever. Finally, I have something to say to our fans. This massive outpouring of support and passion from so many people has been overwhelming for me. The rallies, the signs, all this goofy, outrageous creativity on the internet. The fact that people have traveled long distances and camped out all night in the pouring rain. It's pouring. It's been pouring for days. And they're camping out to be in our audience. Here's what all of you have done. You made a sad situation joyous and inspirational. So to all the people watching, I can never, ever thank you enough for the kindness to me. I'll think about it for the rest of my life. And all I ask is one thing, and this is, I'm asking this particularly of young people that watch. Please do not be cynical. I hate cynicism. For the record, it's my least favorite quality. It doesn't lead anywhere. Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get. But if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you. It's just true.
You know, what's funny is after this, the next day, you know, you read in different parts about his final show. And some people are like, what did he mean by cynicism? What did he hate about it? Whatever. And my answer to that, this is what I believe, is any comment section on the internet is cynicism. Anything you read that's a comment. He's talking about Avatar commenters, I think, right there, Bill.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Cynicism.
It has nothing to do with the Smurfs.
Yeah.
And it's not Pocahontas.
Yeah, it's basically negativity. So don't dwell in negativity. But you know what? Jay Leno was on Oprah last night, Bill. Or yesterday, Bill.
Negativity.
And I thought about, I even, you know, made the clip or whatever of him on there. And as I was sitting through, I was like, I don't want to play this. I don't want to waste time on it. But then I saw that Kimmel commented on Leno on Oprah.
Yes, he did.
And he was talking about how Jimmy Kimmel sucker punched him when he had him on the show. But, you know, I took it on the chin, you know. I'm a comedian. Whatever. And it's funny because Kimmel kind of makes fun of him here, and I thought it was pretty hilarious. So we'll check out that instead of having to listen to Jay.
Excellent choice.
And we'll talk more about Jay on Oprah later on the news. Right, Bill? Maybe something there? All right, let's check this out.
So then about an hour later, the Jay Leno show calls, and they ask me to do the 10 at 10, which is where Jay interviews somebody via satellite and asks 10 questions. So I say yes, assuming that we're going to talk about what's going on in late night. Now, before they do these 10 to 10 interviews, our producer calls to go over all the questions. And then you're supposed to go on the show and act like you're surprised by the questions as they come. So I get on the phone with the producer, and he goes through about 30 questions. Almost none of them have anything to do with what's going on in late night. The question is like, what's your junk food weakness? And, you know, I say to the guy, you know, a little bit of this is fine, but I really think we have to talk about what's going on with Jay and Conan, because that's what people want to hear about, not about my junk food weakness. I weigh more than 200 pounds. All junk foods are my weakness. So he says, yeah, I know, and we'll talk about it, but there's been a lot of talk about this stuff, and we don't want to beat it to death. But what he did not understand is, I did want to beat it to death. I like beating things to death. And so I did. Because if I go on that show and answer 10 questions about junk food, I'm the one that looks like a jerk. Oh, hey, Jay. Oh, I love Raisinets. I really... Now, if I made any mistake, it was thinking Jay would have anything to say other than what was written on the cue cards during the interview. I figured I'd start in, he'd get into it, we'd mix it up. You know, at one time, he was a comedian. So... He stood there, and he just kind of read through the questions like a robot, and then he goes on Oprah and rats me out to Oprah. That's a sucker punch right there. You don't go to Oprah and say that. It's like, he's a tattletale. Oprah and I had a wonderful relationship, and now it's ruined because of Jay. And by the way, watch out, Oprah. Don't think he won't take your show next.
You know, I thought that was pretty funny. Jimmy Kimmel's been pretty funny during all this stuff. Except part of me wishes he didn't have a show on ABC so Conan could go to ABC and do a show.
Conan will go to Fox.
That's what I'm hoping. You know, I've read different things where Fox has talked to their affiliates and stuff, you know, hey, how would you like a show on at this time? Because what happens on Fox, which doesn't have on the other primetime networks, is they turn programming back over to their affiliates, local affiliates.
Yes.
Here it's at 9 o'clock, our local news comes on in mm-hmm. other parts of the country, and then SVU comes on or whatever rerun of Mad TV or something. I don't know. But
here it's after the 10 o'clock news on the East Coast, it's at least where I am, it's Seinfeld, and then that horrible Inside Edition show.
So there's, I've even seen most nights at 10:30 when the Tonight Show comes on, TMZ, that horrible show that, comes on. Like, you could easily take that shit off and put a Conan show on, you know?
Yeah, who's caring about TMZ?
Oh, Jesus. I can't even sit through that crap. Hey, anyway.
Especially when they do, like, the little chat in the office. Yeah, the little bullpen session, you know?
That is like, so painful. I want to walk in there with a friggin' Uzi, just mow them all down.
And that Harvey Levin always has that cup of coffee.
Yeah. He's
or whatever the hell it is.
He's the chief, see? Tell me what you got on Paris Hilton this week, eh? It's like,
Did you go back to interviewing people on the street for the People's Court, you asshole?
Oh, my God, that's Doug Llewellyn?
Now, well, he's the new Doug Llewellyn for the People's Court.
Oh, he was the Doug Llewellyn replacement?
Yeah, he's the jackass. One that stands out there on the streets of L.A. asking people what they think of the case now.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Dude, I would love to have that
job. And I guess it's because
he's
an actual attorney, but still.
I just want to be the guy who plays the bongos on People's Court. That
do they even have the bongos anymore?
I'm sure you can find them somewhere.
I wonder who's Rusty.
Rusty the bailiff. But you know what, guys? Conan, I can't wait till he comes back. That's all I have to say on that. And F. Leno. We'll talk
more
about that.
7 months is way too long.
It sure as hell is. I'm hoping that he appears like on Letterman or something as a guest. It would be fun if they just kind of joke around and stuff. He could do
now.
He could do both
Kimmel and Letterman. You know?
Yeah.
I'll watch Kimmel and then switch over to Craig Ferguson because I used to hate Craig Ferguson, or I used to call him Turd Ferguson. But now I really enjoy the hell out of his show. He cracks me up.
He's a goofy dude.
He is a goofy dude.
I've turned a tune there a couple of times, and it's not him. It's this alligator puppet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I saw him interview Jason Silverman the entire interview as an alligator puppet.
Yeah, sometimes he does the entire show as an alligator puppet.
I kept waiting. It's like, when is he going to go, okay, and sit up from the desk? But he never did.
Nope.
Jason Silverman's just full like, break. Yeah. He's like talking to the puppet.
Full break character.
Yeah. But, okay, guys, we're going to talk about Lawman in a second, but I had to talk about this. Alicia Silverstone was on The View, and she was in Clueless, which was not her first movie, by the way, I don't think, Bill, was it?
Wasn't it that one
crush,
where she was the babysitter or something?
Right, but of course they get it wrong. Sherry Shepherd says, your first movie was Clueless, and she just lets that go. It doesn't matter, whatever. You're not going to correct her.
That's because they're all clueless.
Become like a jackass. But she's there with like different snacks because she's this vegetarian who won't shut up about vegetarianism.
Oh, she loves talking about vegetarianism.
And she's got brownies there on a plate, and Sherry's holding it. Do you think her concentration can stay on Alicia Silverstone? So she's like, tell me, this is a very kind of sensitive question, but you were in Clueless with
brownies.
Yeah, brownies, yum yum. With what's her face? Shit, I just blanked on her name. Who just died?
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy. And so, tell us a little bit about how you knew her. And she's like, well, you know, she was a real. And immediately hear rappers because she's unwrapping the brownies while she just asked the sensitive question.
Wow.
So just listen to this. That's hilarious. And you can.
I'm sorry. I'm just really hungry.
Totally inappropriate.
And then she totally just interrupts her. Now, what is in this brownie? And never gets to answer the question about Brittany Murphy. Check this out.
Alicia, I wanted to ask you a little bit about a sensitive subject because you did your first movie,
sensitive.
Clueless. With Brittany Murphy.
Very
do you have any?
Movie.
Oh, and you bought these scrumptious. Do you have any fond memories of Brittany?
Yeah, she was lovely, and she had these beautiful, beautiful cheeks when we were doing that together. So I would always grab her cheeks,
okay.
And her little big lips would come out, and she was just so sweet and lovely.
What the hell?
What is this that I'm
That's
eating
the,
that you make?
Is it
vegetarian?
Oh, I'm passing around. These are insane.
What is this, Alicia? This is from your cookbook.
So, a lovely tribute to Brittany Murphy.
Because of her diet. The kind
I bet
diet.
If Brittany Murphy was alive right now, she'd find these brownies delicious.
Too bad she's dead. Yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum. I get hers.
Yeah. Wait, Brittany Murphy's? She ain't here. Can I eat them? It's like, yeah, that was her pile right there. Eat these vegetarian brownies. How much meat is in? Oh, I guess it's milk she's talking about, I guess, right?
So are they, okay, so soy vegetarian brownies, does that mean they're like vegan? Are they made with rice flour? Are they gluten-free? I don't get it.
I don't know, but Sherry Shepherd, she didn't give a shit. I don't care. I'll eat them.
I don't care what you got to see. I want to eat these brownies. Is it chocolate meat brownies?
She's like Cookie Monster. Just crumbs and shit flying everywhere.
Me love brownies.
She like transforms into some kind of demon or something. Oh my god! You totally interrupted my tribute. I was trying to talk about my friend who died. Oh my god! All right,
that was just wrong.
What else is going on with the view that was cracking me up? Is Joy Behar's in a fight with Kirstie Alley on Facebook or on a Twitter?
Twitter, yeah.
I was the other night. I'm watching TV, and it says Kirstie Alley calls Joy Behar Joy Behar on Twitter. And I was like, oh no!
Now
her thetans need to be exercised.
You recently had someone die in her life. Tell me how that was.
They were really
Skittles
special
are
to
delicious.
Me.
And, I'm sorry, man. I'm just enjoying the Skittles right here. I'm sorry about that. That was what it was like, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, let's talk about your
very
friend.
Uncomfortable.
It was just like so rude. And let me just inhale these brownies while you're
talking.
I can't
even concentrate for the rest.
While you recall these memories about your lovely dead friend, let me stuff my mouth.
Now, your family died in Haiti in the earthquake. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I hate really thinking about it, but...
It's just like, Jesus! That's horrible.
I bet your family would love one of these brownies right now.
Too bad they're dead!
Did your family like when you made brownies for the M?
Skittles were their favorite snack.
You make me cry. Okay, guys, Lawman. First of all, Lawman, I'm sorry, I know I say it every week, boring his show on television.
Oh, my God.
But the only reason we cover it is because it cracks me up. I mean, Steven Seagal cracks me up, especially when a guy calls him Mr. Stallone. He goes, I'm sorry, Mr. Stallone. He's like, he called me Mr. Stallone. And later, they pull this guy.
He should be complimented. At least Stallone has a career.
The best part is later on, they pull over this guy, suspicious person, who's in the wrong
side. Oh, no, there's a lot of them.
They pull him over, and they're trying to talk to him. He's like, Steven Seagal! Steven Seagal! It's Steven Seagal! And they're like, all right, dude, calm down. He's like, man, Steven Seagal, man. I love your movie, Steven Seagal. It's like, dude, just shut up, okay? We got to talk to you. But he's so excited. Let's go ahead and check this out. Awesome.
I ain't never been through nothing like this before, huh? I ain't never been arrested or nothing. This is my first time going to jail, Mr. Stallone.
You think my name is Stallone?
Yeah.
It's not Mr. Stallone. All right, we out.
You take care of your wife. She told me she's pregnant. Is that right? So you know what that means? That means be cool and stop getting into trouble. You hear me? All right?
Y'all hear?
That white boy called me Mr. Stallone.
That white boy?
Mr. Stallone.
Everybody put their hands.
There you go. Step out, partner. To the back.
Passenger.
Step out, boss.
Steven Seagal.
Just look that way, brother.
Mr. Steven Seagal.
Can you shut up?
I'm sorry,
get back there on the side.
Look that way, brother. Look that way. Just chill out a minute, yeah? Mr. Steven Seagal. I love your movie. I want an autograph.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you a good one.
I don't see no stuff.
He said, I don't see no stunt, man.
I'm sorry.
Whatever that means.
What y'all doing back here?
I was taking a ride.
You just taking a ride? Back there?
You look like he ain't worried about nothing. Say he was just driving through the area.
I just cleared my head in the ghetto.
Need you run one for me, please?
Do me a favor. Give me your last name.
He's just taking a ride through that place. Just be cool. Hey?
I'm cool.
So run a little record check on him and everything will be all right. Hey, he's good to go.
Okay, listen, y'all want to come day in the park tomorrow? Got friend in the park.
Day in the park?
There are times when Steven's fame becomes a distraction.
I don't see no stuff.
But he knows how to use it to our advantage.
I know you're excited to see him, but I want you to be excited
That's
to see me.
Can I go? All right, huh? Autograph? Johnny.
tomorrow.
He's jealous.
I'll get you tomorrow.
I'll get you tomorrow.
He is jealous.
All right, thank you.
They're going home, and we're going home, and we get ready to wrap it up for the night.
I told him, come on over for a day in the park tomorrow, and, you know, become friends with the sheriff's office and help our community.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's Stallone. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Stallone.
He invites the guys to a day in the park tomorrow. I'll give you an autograph of a day in the park. Those guys aren't going to show up at that.
No.
They let people go all the time on the show. It cracks me
Make
up.
Make sure you bring some Chiba this time.
Bring some of that Mama Juana.
Mama Juana.
Now, briefly, we're going to talk about Cake Boss, just enough to play this one clip. And basically, something happened that we've joked about on the show, which is, does anyone ever turn him down for his ideas? Because he's like, I got an interesting idea. You know, he's always just the first idea that pops into his head, the simplest idea. These people want, they're opening a movie theater in Hoboken. Huge deal. Big deal there. And they want a movie theater cake. They want it to look like the movie theater. And he's like, I got an idea. We're going to put hamburgers and
let
popcorn.
Me put shit all over it.
I'm going to foo-foo the shit out of that. And I listen on the lady. He goes, yeah, no.
I'm going to pimp your cake. Yeah.
She turns him down. And his face goes just like, oh. And he's like, okay.
Well, he's a genius unto himself.
But my favorite part is when the lady goes, you could do that on a different cake. And the music, like, cuts off. Just listen to this. It's hilarious.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. I'm Buddy.
I'm Luann. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
How's everything going today, ladies?
Great. Great.
So, what's the occasion?
As you know, this community has been without a movie theater for years. And we are happy to report that we're going to be grand opening the Hoboken Cinemas here shortly.
Oh, man. We need a movie theater big time in Hoboken.
Yeah. So we really want you to make a cake that's commemorative of this.
It's got
to
be killer. It's got to be nice. Yeah. I'm there. I am so in. I'm psyched about it.
Great.
You know,
great.
Wow. I mean, you got to understand something. Hoboken's got everything. And we used to have a movie theater, but we haven't had one for years.
You don't say.
And, you know, we got bars, we got restaurants.
But Hoboken's a shithole.
And now we're going to have a state-of-the-art movie theater.
We're thinking about doing some sort of replica of the building with spotlights, red carpet, kind of this grand opening red ribbon across the facade of the building. Okay. I think it'll be fitting, too, because the ceremony will be outside, we'll be facing the building, so the cake would be representative of the new theater.
I think that we can do something like this, but my idea is to take this building and then on top do all things that reflect a movie. Popcorn, candy, soda, movie tickets, film reel, you know, really Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it looks
Yeah.
I'm just a little concerned. I mean, I want to represent luxury and style, and I don't want it to get too much, too over the top.
What's wrong with you two? You want it to just look like the building? This is going to look like a building. And it said cinema on it, but, you know, nobody's going
to
know that it's
you
a movie
it
theater building.
What?
Okay. If this is really what you want, I mean, you know, I mean, that's. I guess that's what we'll have to do.
We could save that design for maybe another event.
It's like, what? What the? What'd you just say? And then
shot down.
And of course, they do the scene later where it's like, Bunny, you got a phone call. And it's like, you know, let's go with your shit all over the cake idea. And he's like, all right. No, at first, he's like, well, we don't have time. We don't have time to do that. Oh, come on, buddy. Oh, okay. He always gives in. He's such a pussy. And
so the producers called him up. Yeah. We got to have him do something, you know, crazy, not just a building.
And then, of course, you know, the whole team gets together after he yells at them, and they build this cake. Did you get to see this episode, Stevie? No. The cake looked shitty. It looked like it was made out of Play-Doh, and everything just
Well,
looked,
that's fondant all looks like Play-Doh.
Popcorn, candy, soda.
It didn't look... Bill, what did you think about it?
It looked like a disaster. It looked like he had stacked so much shit on it. And that the cake was actually starting to collapse under its own weight.
Yeah, because they already made the building cake, and then the lady called in, okay, let's go ahead. So they just stacked all the shit all over the cake they were already making, and it just looked like it was saggy.
Yeah.
It looked it didn't look even at
they
all.
They couldn't spar it out and make it look nice, you know. And
no, and the building itself looked like shit already.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
It looked terrible.
Yeah, not good. Now, guys, Heroes isn't good either.
No.
It's pretty dumb. And but, you know, there's this one part here I just wanted to play where Siler, for some reason, he wants Matt Parkland to take his powers away because that's what the writers wrote down. And it doesn't have to make any sense.
Let's take his powers away again.
Yeah, and here's the part where... Let's give him amnesia again. But in this part, Matt Parkman decides to be a dick to him. Let's check it out.
All right, get on with it. You were right. I was holding back. It's all about motivation. What if I told you that I can be special? But to do it, I'd have to hurt a lot of people, should I?
You can never hurt anyone.
Mommy? What?
I don't feel any different. Try something. Go ahead. On me. Come on. No, they're not gone. They're just buried somewhere that you can never get to them. You threatened my family for the last time. What did you do? I know exactly what scares you, Gabriel. And it's being alone with your immortality. What did you do to me? I have trapped you inside your twisted mind. You're going to be alone, Siler, very much alone, in this nightmare that will last forever. And the best part about it is that when I leave here, you're not going to remember what I did, and you're going to live every empty day like it's real.
You don't say.
Help me.
Huh.
Yeah, well, I guess there's still a little you left inside me.
He really thought this through in that millisecond.
Enjoy hell.
Oh.
Parkman?
Hello?
Wait, I thought he wouldn't remember once you left.
Yeah, he's still...
Parkman...
The most hilarious scene, though, is Matt in the basement freaking
him up. Yes.
Freaking Siler up in the basement. What the hell?
What a waste of space.
And then, I know, he could put a theater down there or something, but then Peter shows up and he's like, what are you doing to Siler? No, wait, I need him. He's like, Peter, no! And he touches his head. Now he's in like an empty
city or
whatever. He's lost.
Now he's in Vanilla Sky. Any second, Tom Cruise is going to come running down the street.
So when a scene like that happens in a show, do they get up like at 4 a.m. before people, or is it like a Sunday morning in the
business district? No, it's all CGI. That's entirely CGI.
Oh, okay. Because I wondered,
that's all
like,
done on a green screen. That's how far along they've come in those effects.
So here's what I want to know. Like, I know that we could come up with different ideas or whatever. I didn't know, first of all, that Matt had this power, this ability. I guess his dad kind of showed he could create this kind of false environment or whatever and trap you in your own mind.
Right. Yeah.
Well, make it interesting. Trap Siler in his own mind, and the only way he can get out is if he has this true understanding of evil and good, or I don't know, something like that.
Because you would figure that out when you're all by yourself in your mind.
Right, yeah. Make it kind of like the attic in Dollhouse, you know?
Yeah, without anybody else.
I don't know. I got nothing, man.
You can't fix it.
Yeah, you can't fix it. And what, you know, the carnival stuff where Samuel pulled a fast one and he made himself look like
a hero
again, or I guess, and they, you know, the government killed everybody. I don't know, tattoo lady. I don't even care. Let's go ahead and take a break. What do you guys say? We take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about 24. Woohoo!
Whistling Symphony Duda out of your assholes.
Tonight.
Come on, isn't it, Thomas?
You stop it. A crazy scheme to catch a crook goes sour, putting Magnum and friends
in jail.
Then a CBS special movie presentation. Stacy Keach is Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer in A Case of More Than Murder. Right after Magnum P.I. tonight.
Hey, Brinker, lunch.
Next to cheese, I love lunch. You forgot something.
What?
My Cheetos.
Cheetos? Cheese-flavored snacks for a cheese guy?
I love the cheesiness.
Oh, me too.
I love the flavors.
Me too.
I love the crunchiness.
Me too. I take them everywhere.
And most of all.
Yeah?
I love yours.
Me too.
For a choice of great cheese tastes, nobody pleases a cheese lover like Cheetos.
Did JR's TV mom bring peace to the feuding Dallas cast while his real-life mom began a San Francisco romance? Inquiring minds want to know.
I want to know.
How can you keep nighttime snacking from wrecking your diet? This week's National Enquirer tells you. How stressful is the state where you live? Can home hobbies grow into extra money?
It's in the Enquirer.
Are Bert and Sally finally racing to the altar? Find out in the Enquirer. Over 100 features for people with inquiring minds.
Like me.
I know Coon, and Coon's teaming up with a good balanced breakfast.
Teaming up with Mr. T cereal. That's getting on the team. The team that knows how cool breakfast can be. You get a crispy corn taste with a touch of brown sugar. Teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Teaming up with Mr. T. Golden sweet crispy cheese. One bite and you're gonna be eating with the team. That's teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Teaming up with Mr. T.
From the masters of the universe, Snout Spout, his knockout nose knocks evil out.
It's Hornet!
I have the power!
Figure sold separately. Snout Spout, heroic hose nose.
When you're into perfection, keep on your toes. You have to be quick, cause here's how it goes. Push the plunger down, set the timer. Fit the pieces in place. Don't be slow in perfection. You've gotta move on fast, for the pieces pop up before you put in the last. And that's perfection.
And for a greater challenge, try Superfection. 32 puzzle shapes to assemble in place. It can drive you wacko. Perfection, Superfection.
Hidden inside the masked slingshot, there's a mini jet, a control.
Tracker here. Assemble mask. Security break. Let's roll, team.
Jump like spy, boy.
Convert vampire.
Dragonfly.
Not so fast, boy. Slingshot engaged.
Masked vehicles and Boulder Hill, each sold separately with a figure. Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon. Masked slingshot and vampire, each sold separately. New from Kenner.
Why are alphabets fun to eat? Because you can eat the fun.
C is for cow.
There's a cow in my alphabets.
How does he pee?
B is for bus.
There's a bus in my alphabet.
How does it taste?
Post-alphabet cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. You can eat the fun.
The best. And we ever ate.
Live from Hollywood, it's the Betcha by the Chip Show, starring Mick. And now, I'll be the first contestant to bite a Chips Ahoy cookie without biting a chip. I bit a chip, but I'm cool. Hey, it's like a chocolate chip party going on here.
Bam, your homework.
Chips Ahoy, original in the blue bag, chewy in the red. Bet you bite a chip.
And now the weather from the United Broadcasting. Today's forecast calls for clear skies and mostly honey weather.
Honey smacks. Taste sweet as honey, because I take puffs of wheat and smack them honey sweet.
Well, that's our weather forecast.
Pour it on, Diggum.
A honey sweet part of this nutritious breakfast.
Rain and sleet.
What did man say, rain and sleet?
No, honey sweet.
Oh.
Kellogg's Honey Smacks.
Taste sweet as honey.
What's big and yellow and coming to a theater near you?
There he is!
It's Big Bird.
Big Bird!
Big Bird!
Big yellow turkey.
In his first movie ever.
You're the biggest chicken I've ever seen.
Big yellow bird at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no!
It's a free-for-all, fun-for-all adventure. Sesame Street presents Follow That Bird, rated G. Now playing at a theater near you.
I'm moving my feet.
SpaghettiOs announces Mr. O's Funtime Instant Winner Game. You could win one of over 100,000 toys, like a Mattel Malibu Barbie doll or a Hot Wheels gift pack. And the grand prize is a vacation for four in Hawaii!
Aloha, SpaghettiOs!
Odds of winning the grand prize are 1 in 21 million for a free game piece and official game rules. Write to Mr. O, P.O. Box 3672, Syosset, New York, 11775.
These are kids who love these Cabbage Patch Kids. And this is new Cabbage Patch Kids cereal. It's the perfect match. It's Cabbage Patch Kids cereal. It's so yummy, tasting, fun to eat. Glowing sugar dip. Each smiling Cabbage Patch Kids has a crispy taste. The good, good, good for you.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Trustworthy people say its hipness will appeal to adults.
No problemo.
And nothing is sacred.
Take off the dress.
I'm not wearing anything underneath.
That's Al. Then, I'm Valerie.
I'll be a slave for a week.
David sells Willie into slavery.
He's on sale.
It's enough to make a mother's hair stand on end Monday.
Slavery is no laughing matter. How dare they?
Hey, what involves Justin Bateman all, you know, parts are on the table there. We're having some fun.
Are we having us some fun?
Going to have me some fun. Steven's not having fun unless he's shooting things.
Are you not entertained?
All right, guys, 24. Talk about being entertained, huh? Now, you know what? This was a snoozer of a 24. I'm not kidding when I tell you I never fall asleep during movies, TV shows, or whatever. Lawman, now I do. 24, I mean, I swear, I had one of those moments where it was like a blackout. Like, what happened to the hour? I woke up, and it was like the DVR was on the...
Delete or keep
screen. And I was like, huh? What happened? Because I swear, it just blinked. It was like, vroom, I was abducted by aliens or something. I don't know.
They wrote this episode on Ambien.
Yeah, it's like my ass hurt. What happened? I was probed. Oh, wait, no, I was just watching 24 and I fell asleep, I guess, is what happened, right?
Whistling Symphony Duda out of your asshole.
That's what you were doing.
So, okay.
That's why it hurt so much.
Now, 24, I don't care. Forget about everything else. I just want to talk about this one scene. Last week we had the ridiculous cop who wanted to beat up Jack because he was a cop killer or whatever. Now we have the hillbilly boyfriend of the CTU tech played by Katie Sackhoff. And now this scene, it's funny how it escalates from, I don't know what, he's just like an abusive boyfriend. But now you done got you into that CTU. You got access to credit card numbers and stuff.
He's an abusive blackmailing boyfriend now.
Yeah, what? She can get credit card? What? Let's go ahead and check this out. It's awesome.
Here.
What happened to killing terrorists and stuff?
You can get into four cops and get me some bars of gold.
Hell yeah. I saw Die Hard 3. Lethal Weapon 3, that was that Jack Travis, one of my heroes.
You think you're smart?
Yeah.
The whole world's stupid.
Yeah.
The
world is stupider than you are.
You're stupid.
Like,
look, dude, I can erase your identity, kill you, and no one would know who the hell you are.
I need to rough her up in her own apartment.
What I really want is for you to stop treating me like some dumbass 19-year-old stick-up artist with a fast car. You're not the only one who's grown up.
Like a hairstylist?
Where's the fast car come from?
Dreaming about it.
Can't she just uninvite him and he has to leave? Or does that only work on vampires?
He had the Camaro in high school, so it was a fast car back then.
Oh my God.
Don't lie to me!
Is she like the loser buddy sitting on the couch?
I thought I had jail before you did, yeah, but only because it went in as a minor.
She's trained in like hand-to-hand combat and stuff for being in this.
Call your friggin' fiance to come plug the guy.
Doesn't change things one way or another.
See, I've done my homework. I know what your job is.
No.
I need data analyst, nothing more.
Yeah, but you're a data analyst for CTU. You got access to all sorts of good stuff.
I don't know what them words mean, but they sure are fancy.
Manifest, Stock exchange.
Access, yeah, but not unrestricted access.
You'll figure something out. You always do.
New York lotto.
Payout's got to be at least six figures. Okay.
You rigged that, right?
Please, Kevin.
Okay, here's the deal.
I want 10,000 scratch offs by tomorrow.
I'm gone.
I want a Winnebago.
I can't. You can.
Are they underwater now?
Awesome. You know, the dumbest part about that whole thing is the fact that she even left work to go talk to this
guy.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody who you really are. Okay, go ahead, do it. We're really busy right now with the terrorist threat. You know, this is a 24-hour period. But, you know, this is what cracked me up is this whole thing was about Renee going undercover with the Russians and they take her out by the... on a dock, and they're going to shoot
her. You weren't riveted by that?
But here's the funny thing. This is one 24-hour period. On the season next week, she's deep undercover now. And now Jack, he's got glasses on. He's who they're going to meet. This is one 24-hour period. They're arranging all this. This is like, next week, we're going to meet with the buyer. It's like, no, we got to meet with him like 10 minutes from now. And Jack's got to go buy some glasses at the local drugstore. Okay, I'm undercover now.
I need some wafers.
It's just hilarious. But I don't understand why they bother with these stories. Just stick with the... Is it have to do with... Well, we got to do the real-time thing, so we got to cut away to other people while Jack's driving somewhere. Is that what it is?
Why can't they stick with just the assassination plot?
I know.
What's
why can't
with the
they...
whole... The pure... What is it? Highly enriched... Uranium.
Oh, and then they've got the Russian guys, or no, who are they? I don't even the gangsters who brother's got radiation poisoning.
Yeah,
and he's like,
well,
I'm gonna...
supposedly the father's Russian, but the sons don't have Russian
accents.
They're like,
hey, yeah, it sure is crazy how we're Russian. Yeah, it sure is. Hey, this is
man,
our Russian accent.
I love being Russian.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy how we're Russian, isn't it? Sure is.
Look at my tattoos from the gulags so I've been in.
Yeah, duh, brother. And he's like, Dad just wants you to die because you're stupid, but I'm going to take you to a doctor. Let's go. And they're like, do-do-do. And he's like, freeze, doctor. Do something to my brother because he's got radiation poisoning. He's like, it's advanced stages. I don't know. You gotta drink this iodine? What is he going to do? Awesome. But all I know is I'd rather be on 24 than Heroes, so I guess that guy made a nice jump over to 24.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like, the scripts are a little bit better. No, I don't know. But
at least there's killings on there.
Yeah, maybe I'll get to plug somebody in here instead of fight a Japanese guy with a sword in his dream sequence.
or be a lawyer in a dream sequence.
Yeah. Okay, now Fringe had this... I thought it was kind of uncomfortable that it had to do with Nazis. Nazi doctor who hasn't aged, but the fact that he killed a Jewish family at a wedding, like the entire family line was very kind of disturbing that I couldn't get past that. And it's kind of like, oh, that's kind of weird. But let's move on with the show. And it just kind of...
Yeah,
like,
I thought that was
like,
strange.
They killed this lady who survived the Holocaust. Not just her. Her entire family.
Right.
Like, her youngest niece and nephews, whatever. Her grandchildren, whatever. Whoever was
everybody
there.
Everybody had the same genes.
All died. So, Walter's trying to figure this out. Like, and there's this moment here where it's
familiar to him.
Right. And he says, well, it was almost like an experiment. You had the controlled group A, controlled group, or the non-controlled group or B or whatever. I don't know what he's talking about. Basically, he's saying there was normal people and the people that
were targeted.
Targeted, and you'd see how it works. So he thinks they're going to do it again. And it does happen at this coffee shop. And there's another unstable moment where the little girl lives, but her mom's there dead on the ground. It's like,
yeah.
My God. But Walter's kind of figuring things out. Let's check this out.
Any surveillance?
No cameras inside or on the street. Could be why our suspect chose this place.
No candles, I suppose.
Not a single one.
Hey, Walter, is there any other way that this toxin could be delivered?
Any number of ways, I would think. It simply requires a heat source to disperse it into the air.
What about a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh.
Oh, yes, that would work. As long as the water was hot enough.
Cinnamon.
I want this cup dusted for prints immediately.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Peter, can you help me? That man there, what color are his eyes?
I love what he says to Broyles here.
Brown.
That's right, after all. It is a targeted toxin. They all have brown eyes. That's the common genetic trait. Check the survivors, but I'm sure I'm right. It's a good thing you weren't here at the time, Agent Broyles, or you'd be dead, too.
I love how Broyles always just stares dead, stone-faced looking at him. He doesn't react at all. But what's interesting is we also find out Walter's dad was a scientist like him, and he was
a Nazi.
Yeah, he was a Nazi spy where he was getting the secrets.
Well, he was
back
an American spy working.
Right.
And he was it Bischoff? And they changed their name to Bishop. And this guy who they reveal, but we figured out earlier before they showed that photograph, didn't we, that he was a guy from the past somehow?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew.
I thought maybe he could be the son of another scientist.
But then
I started
thinking, like, the lady, I couldn't get over that she, at the beginning, says, I recognize that man, that she recognized him from the past.
Right.
But another thing is, did you guys notice when he makes the poison specifically for Walter, that Peter was standing right next to him and didn't react to it at all? I'm not saying I don't think he's not his son, but since he's from a different dimension, maybe his DNA is a little different. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Entirely possible.
It was just kind of strange. And when they save him just in time and he's got his mask on, and the Nazi guy stole his sweater to get his DNA off of it. And it's funny, he goes, I want my sweater back. And you're like, we'll see what we can do about that. Okay, Dad. But I loved how it finished off where the guy is going to one of those kind of meetings where these banquets where all these different nationalities together and it's all about peace. And he's going to set off his little sterno pots and infect everyone and kill them. Anyone who's not pure of race. And I love that Walter used his own poison against him.
The fact that it was like Astrid said, he pulled DNA out of the fingerprints. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like, huh.
And so he had his DNA.
So, I mean, he's so smart he can pull it out of a fingerprint. You know, it's like there's minuscule cells.
And it was when you first hear the coughing or whatever, and they're like, oh, my God, he set it off. And then it's that guy, and he looks up. Didn't he say, like, traitor or something? Like,
Traitor!
Yeah. And he's like, bleh! And Walter's like, hey, I don't really feel bad for doing this. And Broyles is like,
kind of wonder if Walter had all those pieces of his brain back, would he have done that?
I wonder that too.
Probably.
I like the idea that
he have joined the other guy? Because if he called him a traitor, you know, he's like, hey, you were on our side.
I don't know. I didn't think that. No. I just thought he meant like his family line was a traitor.
Yeah, exactly.
To their cause or whatever. But I wonder where he came from. Will they explain that later? How this guy is still young and all that kind of stuff? What he had to do with everything? You know, I like how even when they do these self-contained episodes, they still a little bit about the overall storyline. They give you a little bit, but it looks like next week they call it the winter finale. It's all about it. And I think that's what we've really been waiting for. And I'm really excited about that. So we'll wait and talk about it next week, along with Lost and all the other stuff. And you know what, Bill? I saw online that you can watch the first 4 minutes of the premiere of Lost. What the hell would I want to do that?
Well, yeah, exactly. Why would I want to spoil it?
I don't want to watch the first 4 minutes. I want to watch the whole show.
4 minutes do nothing for me.
Yeah,
I want to watch the first 44 minutes.
Yeah. I want to watch the show. You know, I don't get that. And I thought they were being all secretive about the show. Why would they do that? I don't understand.
Well, 4 minutes probably doesn't do anything other than introduce.
Yeah.
It's probably just enough to piss you off. Like, what? I'll tune in.
It does that little cliffhanger, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Son of a bitch!
All right, guys, let's talk about Friday Night Lights, because it's awesome.
Someone help!
And depressing. It's all hell.
Yeah, this episode of Friday Night Lights, I had the razor over my wrist.
You were sitting in a warm bath with the razor.
I was holding an AM radio as I was sitting in the bathtub. It's like, ah! Because even when they showed the previews, I was like, please let the circus come to town or something. But yeah. It looks even worse next week. But
it would be really bad if Samuel Circus came to town.
Oh, no! He's like, you're special, Vince. Really special. And, oh, no! What, has he got powers or something? So,
you can deflect bullets, Vince.
Deflect bullets. Your friends will all die around you. But, you know, let's talk about that for a minute. When he goes out on a job or whatever, and, you know, you were right, Bill. He didn't hit the guy with the crowbar. He just kind of kicked him to the side or whatever.
Yeah. But
then they go on this little... What were they doing, ripping off other dudes or something? Because they come running out.
I have no idea. All I know is the dude died and I'm happy.
Yeah. I was hoping... Really, is this bad me to hope both those guys got killed so Vince would just be free of his debt?
No, I was hoping that it would be a twofer, but we only got one.
The other guy, his buddy really, you know, was just a help, kind of like him. It was the other guy that was kind of leading, you know, the one that loaned the money.
His buddy was just as culpable.
Well, no, well, I understand
his
that.
His buddy
too,
was
but,
the
I mean,
bad devil on his shoulder, you know.
Right.
He's like, what are you doing this for, Vince? I know a way you can make money. It's like, ah. Oh. He was even bad for Tim's brother, too, you know?
Yeah.
Now, we also have the very annoying storyline of Luke's mother.
Luke's busybody mom.
Who's blaming Tammy for Becky getting an abortion, which we know, I mean, we saw the scene. She didn't tell her to get an abortion. That's what's so annoying about it. But also, it's none of her business anyway. And Luke even says, why aren't you mad at me? I got a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
I caused this to happen. You haven't said anything to me, but you're going to yell at, you know, Principal Taylor about this? Well, she had no right to do this. And then when they show Tammy getting questioned, the lady's like, you're telling me you didn't tell that girl to get an abortion? She says, no. And I was like, what is that bitch's problem?
Yeah.
I was getting really worked up over this. I was getting mad.
That one lady, yeah.
I'm really kind of pissed that they even went here.
Oh,
because
I know.
There's no win. You know, this is a lose-lose situation.
But then when he goes... Your vote was 5-1 in your favor, and we knew who the one vote was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everything is going to go away. Don't worry about it. We just got to keep this under wraps. And as soon as you said that, I'm like, no. And then you get the phone call from the reporter. He's like, you have anything to say about
it's
making
like,
a girl?
It's 11:30 at night.
Well, first of all, she did the thing that I don't care who says it. Just say no comment. I would have said, I did not tell anyone to get an abortion. That's all I have to say. But don't go no comment.
Yeah.
That never
works.
Well,
you know what? If she wants to do it legally.
That's almost admitting guilt whenever you say no comment.
If she has to do it legally, though, through the school, you know, she probably would have to get a lawyer before making an official statement.
That's true. I would have just blurted it out. No, I would have said, I didn't do it. Just leave me alone or whatever. But then, let's see, what else? Oh, also, Luke. Well, I was going to say Luke and his injury. Finally, that goes bad.
He tries to get extra OxyContin.
Yeah, I love he goes to the park. He's like,
hey, well, no, he goes to the drugstore first and says he lost his pills.
He only had hydrocodone.
Oh, okay.
And then he needs some OxyContin. And
he's looking for the hard stuff.
Yeah, and it did look bad, too. So he's out. I like they're like, hip flexor. He's out for the season, coach. And he's like, what the hell? Why didn't you tell us? He's like, I'm sorry. It's like, Luke, you're an idiot.
Sorry, guys.
He seems like a nice guy, but he's a dumbass.
We'd let
am
you
right?
rest for 2 weeks. You know, we probably have been fine.
And then we have Tim, great guy, great character, dumbass. First of all, he pays in cash. You know, like next week when the cops come looking for him or whatever, I know it has to do with that big cash down payment on land.
Well, whenever you pay with cash like that, of course they need to look into
and
it.
And the girl's like, what did you do, rob a bank? He goes, don't tell anybody. No, I'm just kidding. And it's just like, I don't know. The guy.
He should have went somewhere and got a cashier's check.
He's like, I just got back from Vegas or something. Go get a cashier's check. But Tim doesn't think about stuff like that. And he takes Becky and her mom
out to
eat.
Apparently neither does the writers.
He takes them out to eat. And then she's like drunk and hitting on him and stuff. And, you know, later on when she says, you're sleeping with my daughter, I can't believe this. I didn't think for a minute she really believed that. She was just completely rejected. So she basically tells Tim off, calls him a loser. You know, you're a loser. You'll never amount to anything or whatever. So he leaves. Whatever. I didn't do anything with your daughter. But then Becky shows up to the shop to tell him how she feels about him, that shouldn't listen to her stupid mother. Let's check this out.
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing here?
I need to talk to you.
Your mom's gonna kill me.
It's fine. She passed out. Look, I know you're moving out.
All right.
And I know I'm not gonna be seeing you much anymore. So I just wanted to tell you that the stuff that my mom said to you, it's not true. You're not a loser.
Until next week's episode.
And you're not nothing. You're kind. And you're good. And you're strong. You've protected me from my dad. And you drove 3 hours all the way to that crappy pageant. And you didn't even know me then. And you helped me through the hardest thing I have ever had to go through. You're the only one there. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Tim going to jail?
You know what? I don't think so.
It's just a tease?
Yeah. Because what I figure is, you know, that you're Tim Riggins. You use the football player, right? I used to be. And because of his football status, he'll cut a deal and he'll have to bust.
Do you think it's a total?
He'll either have to bust his brother to keep from going to jail.
Well, what I'm saying is, do you think it's a cheat that, or it's a tease that they're not even there for that reason? They're just trying to trick us on the previews? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? It could have to do with I would say, would it have to do anything with Tammy? You know, questioning about, you know, the abortion and what was there.
No, it's a tease. It always is. That's what they did last week. They do it every week. They tease it like it's something that it's going to be big.
Matt calls Julie finally. I honestly think that he waited way too long. Because all she is hurt and hates his guts now. It's like, dude, you waited way too long. But
he made his last mistake.
But
there.
Did you guys do the same thing I did when Matt appeared on the screen? Did you go, Matt? Hey, yeah. Where you been, buddy?
Well, I didn't say it out loud.
You see all the drawings of the hands behind him.
That's a nice hand, Matt. I miss. Don't you guys miss Matt and Landry scenes?
Yes, them hanging out together? Do I ever miss Matt and Landry scenes?
Well, even Landry taking his girlfriend to mom and dad.
Oh, I love that. So what do you think about President Obama? I love that.
Oh, crap.
That was so embarrassing. It was like the kind of thing where you hide your eyes and just listen to the scene. Because it's just like, and I love they brought his dad back. I love that actor. But also, you know, next week, they've got the thing about the big game, and your buddy keeps talking about the big
the Panther game, and it's not the Panther game he's worried about. The game he's worried about is the one this week.
And it looks crazy. And, you know, it's always been this way on Friday Night Lights that, you know, because the show is an emotional show where you get into it, it can make you really angry, too, how people treat the characters you love. Like, I get really mad when people mistreat Tammy or they're yelling at Eric because of the coaching or whatever. And the fact that he has to deal with Joe McCoy, I'm just hoping that the – and now Luke is out for the season. How the hell are they going to beat the East Dillon Panthers or whatever? I'm just –
Well, they're not.
I just hope that this game is awesome, you know, that they show. Something builds up or whatever. I'm sure it will.
I think they'll play their guts out, but I don't see them winning the game.
Will it be a tie? Could it be a tie?
No, it can't be a tie.
I hope there's an you're all right LaRusso moment, you know, between Vince and J.D. McCoy. Yeah.
Maybe they'll beat the shit out of J.D. McCoy or break his leg like Joe Theismann.
Oh, my God. But, I can't wait to see what happens. And, you know, I felt really bad for Vince at the end. You know, he's crying in the girl's arms, and he's like, so-and-so's dead. And I was like, I don't really feel bad about that part, but I'm sorry that you're hurt by it because it's your friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you had a loss in the part where she goes to visit Vince's mom and stuff. You know, I love scenes like that. But yeah. Also, you know, kind of give us a lighthearted moment. You know, we had a little bit of Buddy who, what was the name of that? Fuego. What's the name of that?
El Fuego.
El Fuego.
El Fuego. Hey, I love him on the radio. I think that's hilarious. I guess that's where, if we lived in Dillon, we'd do the show there, wouldn't we? Get a job
from El Fuego.
I don't know. It's a Spanish station.
El Fuego. Well,
they got an hour of English.
We'd have to, I think Buddy has to pay for his
time. Yeah, they do. We have to pay for our time.
That's what we'd do, I guess. All right, guys. Before we do the news, let's talk about Spartacus, huh? Did everyone go out and watch the Spartacus Blood and Sand premiere? Because I can see a major difference in quality from the first episode to the second one, which I mean is over-the-top bloodshed. They didn't have as much in this episode.
No. This was more story episode.
Yeah, this was Spartacus... having something to fight for kind of moment. But there is this, they brought the Roman guy back from last week where he goes to visit to Spartacus and change. And the guy, you know, he's a Roman. So we already know the guy's a major dick, right? I mean, the guy is a dick. He took
That's the basic qualification to be
you're a Roman.
Roman
so you
be
a dick.
Dismissed!
Oh, yeah, he dismisses you really loudly. But now he goes to talk to Spartacus, who repeatedly, I think it's funny when he's like, that's not my name. That's the name we give you. But here's this moment where he visits Spartacus. He's shackled up, and he tells him about what happened to his wife. And it's just, I feel sorry for poor old Spartacus here.
Glam, you'll address me by title of Legatus.
Oh.
Yet the animal, mark of your kind.
Where is she?
Oh, that little wife of yours.
Well, wherever I please.
She has no grievance. None. But you have grieved me. Stirring the auxiliary into desertion, calling my command into question,
imperiling my standing with the Senate. And then, in the arena, you grieve me again by not knowing when to die.
Wow, this guy really blames his boss on other people, didn't he?
In exchange for hers.
But your life is no longer yours to bargain. If I wish it ceased, I have but to whisper. And good Bathyatus will command it.
Then tongue the words in his ear.
You mistake me, Thracian. True. I once sought death in repayment for your slights. But I see the error of that now. Wishing for an end. Too quick. No, my desires have turned to blood. Spilled by the drop over time until you are drained. I told you Rome's shadow was vast, and you will yet die under it, sliver by sliver, to the roar of the crowd.
I love the way this guy talks. Oh. I'm going to start saying vast, vast.
To bind us.
Vast.
I took it from her thigh to preserve the scent before my men stained it with their own.
Oh, dude.
That's not nice.
Savage amusement. And when the fight finally left her eyes, I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Bastard.
You see, the Thracian finally learns his place before me.
On his knees.
What, the unpleasant Syrian?
I think that's my brother-in-law.
Wow, an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin. Yes. What a dick. Am I right? The guy's a dick. Mm-hmm. Where do you think the show is going to go, you know, from here?
Wherever I please.
Whoa.
Look how hammy it is.
The show is going to go wherever that dude pleases, so we can't question him. But what I've loved about this episode is Spartacus, he's there in the gladiator school, and all the veteran gladiators are total assholes to him, you know. And, you know, it's all about waiting to see him, you know, he'll take prominence in the school and be this killer or whatever. All I know about Spartacus is what I know from the movie, is basically he leads an uprising over the school, and then he makes war with Rome, you know. But I want to know more about the history about it to know what really happens, because this has already been picked up for another season. They're going to have to stretch the shit out, aren't they? Yeah, Starz has already picked it up.
Excellent.
So I think the show's a lot of fun, and
it's a ton of fun.
When I saw last night, I was like, "What the what? It's on tonight? Holy shit!" Because I don't have Starz, and it was on the 101. I'm like, are they going to show the third episode next week? So I keep thinking we're going to have to subscribe to Starz.
But yeah, and there was a healthy amount of sex in this one.
You know what's funny is his wife is nowhere to be found because, you know, this Syrian has her, and they didn't show that. But, of course, she can always have the dream sex sequence to show her.
Yeah.
I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Oh, you bastard!
He cut the coin in half.
Yeah, let me just snip this in. Get some bowl cutters here. Cling! Hope you enjoy that.
How funny is that?
And his wife is so hot.
Wow. I love this
show. She's so hot, I'm actually following her on Twitter.
So am I. I wonder where she's going, Steven.
Wherever I please.
Oh, okay, dude.
Hopefully she doesn't tell anybody when she's not home.
But you know what? That guy, he still looks like the dude from The Office from me, so it's hilarious.
Yes, he does.
Whenever
that
he appears...
PJ Novak.
He looks like PJ Novak. All right, Bill, you ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
Let's do the news! Whee!
Fun.
All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
All right. I find sexting incredibly creepy. The messaging.
Is that
short
sexual messages or pictures?
It's just... I think it's both.
It's pictures. Predominantly known as pictures, yeah.
That's not true.
Becky disagrees with you.
Yeah. I think, it's messaging and pictures. When Roger gets to an intimate stage with a woman these days, it usually doesn't take long until the sexy photos and messages start.
Oh, no.
His dating partners either request that he send them a suggestive or downright explicit photo from his cell phone to theirs, or they send one themselves, completely unsolicited. I'll say, you have an amazing body. You have amazing breasts, he reports. The next thing you know, you'll get a picture of a breast. The Massachusetts resident
dreaming about it
has been enjoying the high-tech flirtation for years now. The catch is, Roger isn't a teenager, or even a 20-something. He's a 59-year-old divorcee.
Yikes!
Yeah. More and more of the 50-plus set, both single and married, are using text messaging to spice up their sex lives. Boomers, often sandwiched between teenagers, aging parents, and busy work schedules, are taking advantage of the new technology because it's fast, easy, and fun. Okay, that's just creepy.
Oh, man.
I don't need to know some 60-year-old dude is taking pictures of his junk and asking it in return from some old lady, too. That's just creepy to me. But apparently, they're really starting to dig it. You know something's gone too far when the old people start doing it.
Yikes.
All right, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Police say they arrested a 28-year-old man accused of passing out in McDonald's Playland area and telling his two children to bite the offenders who were trying to arrest him.
Smoking hot.
What?
What?
Told his kids to bite them?
Yes. Colorado Springs police say officers had to use a taser on Joshua Algier to subdue him Wednesday after he allegedly passed out drunk at the fast food restaurant. What better place to do it than a McDonald's Playland area? Oh hey, kids, I'm really drunk. I'm going to take a nap. Bite who? Bite anybody who comes near me.
Need a couple of burgers to absorb all this alcohol.
Police say Algier refused officers' orders at one point, told his children to bite the officers' faces off. Wow. Now, that's just mean.
He's a mean
Police
girl.
Say Algier has a previous arrest warrant for failing to appear in court on the charge of obstruction. He now also faces charges of second-degree assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and marijuana possession.
Nice. Oh. Now, where did this take place? At McDonald's?
Yeah, in a McDonald's Playland area. Get yourself ready for a trip. Yeah.
Nice.
It's their fault.
It is. I wonder. You got nothing.
Hempfield Township, Pennsylvania. Police report a bizarre gas station robbery in Westmoreland County Tuesday night. According to police, Gino Conti, 31, walked into the Shell gas station in Hempfield and asked for a box of cigarettes. When the clerk turned around, police said Conti pulled out a fork and demanded money.
A fork? Police,
man, that's a dangerous fork. He sharpened it. Police said there was no money in the cash register, so Conti grabbed the cigarettes and left. Police caught up with him a short time later. He faces several charges, including robbery and simple assault. No one was hurt when Conti pulled the fork out. Well, that's good.
Ah, good.
Those dangerous fork robbers.
Oh, man.
All right, Stuart, Florida. Four Miami area men were arrested Tuesday after they broke into a Stuart business and stole nearly $10,000 worth of equipment, including 22 chainsaws. What the hell are they That's doing with 22 chainsaws?
Whoa.
Martin County Sheriff's deputies arrested Armando Garcia, Abel Lajara, both of Miami, Amelia Morera of Hialeah, and Jorge Amador of Cutler Bay.
Dumbass.
Great name.
What?
Yes, surveillance video from the store showed a white van. Oh, of course it was a white van.
Aha!
They were going to pull up to people on that and get a chainsaw.
Those are those same guys who stole all those feminine hygiene products a while back.
Yes. The video from the store showed a white van with one wheel that was a different color than the others. Why don't you make it easy for them? The video also showed two men entering the store and removing items. It was mainly items they knew they were after because they didn't spend any time looking around. Deputy said they later found the van abandoned. The suspects were found sleeping in a nearby Jaguar. Did they cut open the Jaguar like a Tauntaun and sleep inside of it, or was it a car?
Yeah, where did they sleep at?
Wherever I please!
Oh, wherever they want. According to the arrest affidavit, one of the suspects told investigators that they burglarized the store, parked the van in the parking lot, and left in the Jaguar. They stated that they planned to wait a few hours, then blend in with morning traffic. Oh. Stewart Lawn and Garden had a sign outside the store Tuesday that read, "The last four idiots who broke in here and stole from us are Martin County Correctional Facility getting acquainted with Bubba." Oh. Well, that's nice. I hope they make very close friends with Bubba.
I'm about ready to kill you.
Yeah.
Damn, Bubba.
I hope they let him alone when he's got a pill.
Yeah, hurry news, huh?
So all four suspects are charged with burglary and grand theft, being held on $10,000 bond.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't even have a clue.
I wonder if that dude's still alive.
I don't. Where's Carl Monday? I wonder if he's still alive.
On his knees,
All right, last on his knees. Yes, I'm sure he is somewhere.
What is he doing on his knees?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. Let's just move on.
All right, so last story here. Well, you know, when things happen, disaster areas, stuff like that, well, Scientology loves to plant its flag.
I think you're off in the head.
What better way to make your name known in a bad time than go to Haiti?
Oh.
And bring, you know, why not bring a lot of things?
An electropsychometer.
Missionaries and things.
What's an engram?
Did they?
Yes, engrams.
I don't like the phenomenon. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Star John Travolta. Why did they pick Phenomenon? Why not Pulp Fiction? Why not, you know, something people watched? He landed to bring relief to the disposed of Haiti. John Travolta was in the pilot seat of his Boeing 707, flying in doctors, medical supplies, and ready-to-eat military rations.
I can't believe how good this feels.
Oh, I'm glad he feels good about that.
Travolta's visit, which the star called Operation Phenomenon.
Ah,
Phenomenon. It's not the first Scientologist trip to Haiti since the shattering earthquake. There are already 150 members of Scientology in Haiti, as well as 250 medical staff. Soon the group hopes to have over 400 of each in place. So they've got people coming in from everywhere to try to brainwash the Haitians.
Satan.
It's the best
time
to do it when they're starving. And they-
yeah, that's exactly what they do. In fact,
I'll let you have the sandwich if you just grab this e-meter.
An electropsychometer.
Tell me, what's wrong with you right now? What are you feeling? I'm really hungry.
That's not what you're feeling. Come on, tell me.
We're just Scientologists.
It's funny. One 22-year-old whose leg had been amputated received a touch treatment on his remaining leg by a Scientologist. So I guess they're healing by touch now, too. What did he know about Scientology? He responded, he believed it was a French charity. So...
You guys, this is crazy.
Oh, good old Sherry. Is she there to talk to the Haitians? Like, tell me about what you're going through right now.
Don't mind this brownie in my hand.
Yeah, this brownie looks good, don't it? No, you don't get any.
I'm sure you're very hungry, too, but I need this.
These were given
that was hot.
To me by Alicia.
Booty popper.
What?
They're vegetarian. You wouldn't like them.
Yeah.
Doctors in Haiti were skeptical of the Scientologist doctors. I didn't know touching could heal gangrene, said one doctor. The Scientology spokeswoman, Linda Height, said yesterday that such an attitude was unduly cynical. The volunteer ministers have tremendous organization skills. They haul water, they build latrines. They're definitely not there to talk about Scientology. My ass.
The whole world's stupid.
In fact, there's an actual thing that L. Ron Hubbard calls casualty contact, where they actually go and give the person assistance, and then, you know, try to get their brainwashed message into them.
How?
Every day.
Them or?
This is actually said. This is a quote from L. Ron Hubbard. Every day in the daily papers, one discovers people have been victimized. People who have been victimized should enter the presence of a person and give a nominal assist. Leave his card, which says where church services are held, and with that statement, that a much fuller recovery is possible by coming to free services. Handling the press, he should simply say that it is a mission of the church to assist those in need. Oh, really?
Shut up, you old pig!
Casualty contact is very old. is almost never tried and almost always roaringly successful. This is a pretty routine drill, really. You get permission to visit. You go in and give patients a cheery smile. You want to know if you can do anything for them. You give them a card, tell them to come around to your group. Your statement, the modern scientific church can cure things like that. Come around and see. It will work. It's straight recruiting. So there you go. L. Ron Hubbard's a big fan of manipulating people in need.
So, what's the occasion?
And that's the news this week.
Hey, I thought we were going to do the Jay Leno story. What happened to that?
Oh, shit, that's right. I completely forgot. You want to talk about it now?
Yeah, just briefly mention that real quick.
All right, let me bring that up real quick here. I tossed the news on the floor.
The article was basically about Jay Leno's appearance on Oprah and how it was all lies, right?
Yeah, it was a great summary, like by each little conversation, dissecting the interview, how it was complete bullshit.
Don't lie to me!
Like, first he says that he was shocked to discover that they would take the show away from him whenever they came to him in 2004.
That's not true.
He wasn't thinking about Conan O'Brien or his ambitions. That he hadn't even thought that a guy who played second banana to him might want the show.
Dumbass.
So, Oprah Winfrey like gets him to talk about like how. Okay, so they came into his office and they said that, in 5 years you're going to be handing the show over. He said it broke his heart. It really did.
Aw, poor little guy.
Don't lie to me!
He was devastated. Just the job he always wanted. So in his mind, so he's saying that basically they stole it from him.
Thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
I've run into that old douchebag. it gets around here. But I thought it was really good that Oprah, I'm not a fan of Oprah, but she didn't let him twist things around. She would make him reiterate things, and he would, he kind of he twisted and turned a little bit in his seat, getting a little uncomfortable. And, of course, he says, if Conan would have done better, this would have never have happened.
Yeah. What the
so
hell?
He blames Conan for him getting the show back, even though he was the lead-in for Conan. And he had no ratings. So nothing like turning it around on Conan, saying that he's the blame.
And another thing is when he got The Tonight Show after Johnny Carson retired – the ratings weren't great for a long time. It took him a long time to work himself into the number one position.
Yeah.
And
then when Dave went to CBS, Dave was actually beating him.
Right. So Conan, he had the job 7 months. You'd think they'd give him more time than that.
Instead of Jay, getting angry and saying, well, fine, I'll go somewhere else. He just, kind of waits in the wings.
Yeah.
He goes on Oprah to basically give his mea culpa and try to get some followers back or people reinterested in him and say, I'm not the bad guy here. But really, he did absolutely nothing for himself. He came across as an asshole, or the asshole that he is.
Yeah, he didn't really make any sense to me.
No, and he says, Oprah even called him, during this thing, did you ever think to call Conan? He said, no, that wouldn't be right. So this guy that you worked with for years, and this is going down, you didn't feel the need to say, hey, they came to me about this, 10 o'clock thing, and he didn't even think to call him. He just let it stew and let TMZ break it.
I know, yeah.
Inappropriate!
But Leno just came across as an epic douchebag, and he is. And there's
gay.
So many great little articles. There's even a blog about that a guy, this comedian out in L.A. did, all about how like Jay is really like, about how he goes to these comedy clubs, these small clubs, to test his material out for the show. And then he collects the which couldn't be more than $2,000 from the door of people going to see him, instead of letting the owner of the club keep it, because, you know, Jay's worth over $800 million at this point.
Right.
So what the hell does he need $2,000 for, you know, when he's going to this club to test his material?
Unbelievable.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about when he goes back to the Tonight Show. I'm gonna avoid it at all costs. Not even see anything. Promos on, change the channel. You know.
Well, the moment, you know, the other night I was watching TV, and I think I was on NBC, and then the Jay Leno thing started, and I immediately turned it off. I was like, I know I'm not a Nielsen person. My ratings don't matter. I don't even want it on my television.
Yeah, I just pretend that someone can tell what I'm watching. Turn it immediately. I'm going to have it on Letterman. Yeah. I'm going to record Letterman just to give him the ratings, you know, even though it doesn't work. And that's
I think they report those recorded ratings. That's how, you know, DirecTV gets their numbers for, like, Friday Night Lights and such. So I'm sure they record that information.
I really, really wish I had. I've wished it for years that I had a Nielsen box.
So I hear they're a gigantic pain in the ass.
So many shows would still be on the air if I did.
Yes.
We'd still have Punky Brewster, Steven.
Right. I'd bet.
Wow, that would be a disaster.
Hey, I've had it. Enough already.
Would she be haunted by the ghost of her, of the man who took care of her?
Oh, that poor guy. Oh,
yeah, I can't even remember what the hell his name was. That poor guy.
Sometimes I wonder what happened to Soleil Moonfry.
I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Oh, my God, you bastard. Where did you send her?
Wherever I please.
No! Bastard. All right, Bill, you want to do some DVDs?
Yeah, let's do them.
Woo-hoo!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Yeah!
DVDs! DVDs!
DVDs, HD, Blu-ray, standard definition!
DVDs!
Fireball! 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 Fireball!
Whoa, fireball! All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs?
Holy
Sorry.
Shit!
DVDs for Tuesday, February 2nd. Jeez, February already.
Whoa.
All right, starting off with my favorite series of films, the Air Bud films. Air Bud 2, Golden Receiver.
Enjoy
it. He plays football this time.
Oh.
That dog is talented. And rabbit.
Oh, my God.
All right, next DVD and Blu-ray, Amelia. Starring Hilary Swank and Richard Gere.
Oh.
Sucker got slammed.
That Amelia.
This thing dropped out of the race just like her plane did. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I guess it got really, really horrible.
Oh,
it's like the loudest drop ever. Oh, my God, Amelia! No! Oh, sorry about that.
The only thing that interests me is my favorite Doctor Who, Christopher Eccleston, is her navigator in this.
Oh, nice.
So I'd actually watch it just for that. But, you know, maybe if it's on, like, HBO or something,
I'll
watch
it. Did that get good reviews, good word of mouth?
No.
You know, it's like a...
No.
I don't even remember it being released.
But you know that Hilary Swank, though.
She looked pretty good.
I don't know,
smoking
man. She's a little manly.
Smoking hot.
Maybe when she, even when she was like the next Karate Kid, she was still a little scary. But...
It's not true.
Oh.
I think it is.
She does nothing for me. Nothing.
Yeah.
I sell lords to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Well, good. Well,
you know, sure it's, at least she got something.
I'm sure she'll be happy.
On his knees.
Who? What?
Next DVD is Beverly Hills 90210, the ninth season.
Oh, hell yeah.
How many seasons did this thing go?
Oh, it was on forever. You could have been born in the first season with the girl driving by the final season.
She was kind of Chinese looking, but not.
Whatever you're about to say, I disagree with.
Oh, my God. No, I know who you're talking about. She was later on that Lipstick Jungle show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had the surgery to make her look American.
What?
No, honestly, Lindsay Price was her name.
That's
she
racist.
She had that surgery to fix her eyelids to make her not look Asian or as Asian.
Are you sure?
I am 100% correct. Look
it's
up her name,
let's
Lindsay
do it.
Price, on, you know, Google.
I'm not
and
looking
you can
that
tell,
up.
Like,
I'm
old
not
pictures,
looking that up.
Pictures.
Not looking that up.
Yeah, she had the surgery so she could get, you know, not, like, typecast in roles.
No, now you're talking about egg rolls, too? Wow. Racist.
No, I'm talking about Nemoidians.
Oh.
She looks pretty good.
Oh, okay.
All right, next DVD and Blu-ray. Doctor Who, the complete specials. These are the
Whistling Symphony Doodah out of your assholes.
These are the four specials that they did with David Tennant and Russell T. Davies over the past, I think, 2 years. Yeah. So, and they, you know, one or two of them were good. I wouldn't.
What are you looking
buy
at, nerd? Huh?
If they released them separately, I might buy The Waters of Mars and possibly The End of Time, but The Next Doctor and Planet of the Dead sucked.
Wow.
Even though I'm the only one that watched them.
You shove it up your ass.
Hey, oh watch yourself.
Damn, Jeff Conway.
No, he's such an angry bastard.
No, I did not. No, I did not. No, I did not.
I love that guy. Wow. You know, there was recently a story where he fell and hurt his back. I was like, what the? His back has always hurt.
Yeah.
He
remember whenever
purpose.
He went to Scientology? Like, supposedly John Travolta was going to help him and fix him. I guess that didn't
awesome.
Really work well.
Yeah, wow.
All right, next DVD is my choice for DVD of the week. Mr. Ed, Season 2.
No!
I loved the show Mr. Ed. And when it was on Nick at Night, I would watch it every night. And it's because it had a talking horse. And some comedian had a bit about how they would literally stick a broomstick up the horse's ass to make it look like it was talking. Can't remember which one, but I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel bad for the horse now.
No, they stuck, supposedly peanut butter in it on the top of his mouth.
Okay, is that what it was, peanut
yeah,
butter?
It was
that's
peanut
a little
butter.
Better. Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of sodomizing horses to make them look like they're talking.
Anything to make an animal look like it's talking, you just take a little peanut butter up there and it's like
from what I understand, lonely people use peanut butter to... never mind.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Somewhat.
So what prop guy? They're like, we could either use peanut butter or I'm going to shove this up his ass. Which do you guys prefer?
The horse is like going,
I'm
going
to go peanut butter. What do you think?
No, let's not waste that good peanut butter. Who took the peanut butter off the craft service
this,
table?
This peanut butter is expensive.
Broomstick.
Yeah, get the broomstick.
We can reuse that broomstick.
Sodomize that bastard.
Sodomize. I guess that's the horse leaving.
And that's him running away.
Now, where's that horse going?
Wherever I please.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Where's Spock?
Is that Mr. Ed saying that? Where I please.
Mr. Ed's a Roman horse.
No world stupid.
Where's that horse going?
Yeah, where's he going?
Wherever I please.
Wherever he damn well pleases, that's where.
I don't know why that struck me funny, but I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.
How funny is that?
Let me
you know what? Actually, did you know Mr. Ed, wasn't he a female horse because they didn't want to see his schlong, basically? You kind of wonder.
Like he was behind doors.
What did they do with that poor female horse playing a man is what I want to know.
I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
No, you bastard. Mr. Mrs. Ed. Damn
Mr.
you.
Mrs. Ed.
Shut up, you old pig.
Okay. Whew. Next DVD is Ong Bak 2 with Tony Jaa, or whatever the hell his name is. All I know is I dug the first one, and I'll watch this one.
He's screw a crazy small judo man.
Yeah, he is a small judo man.
He's awesome.
He is. He can kick ass and take names.
He does. I mean, he does like those crazy like stunt things, man. How do people do that shit? That's what I want.
Yes, he does.
Where does that movie take place, by the way?
Where am I, please?
Oh, damn you!
Son of a bitch. Oh, okay. All right, next DVD and Blu-ray, Universal Soldier Regeneration.
Kicking butt?
I'm kind of sad that this one went straight to video.
It's good, isn't it?
It's fun.
Does it bring the gravitas?
It does.
Gravitas.
It's a little sad because Jean-Claude's old. Yeah. And Dolph Lundgren gets like 10 minutes worth of screen time in it. It's kind of not even worth it.
Why? I love Dolph.
I know. In the trailer, I thought it was like, you know, Van Damme versus the new Universal Soldier and Dolph Lundgren. But Dolph Lundgren's in it for like 10 minutes.
Aw. But his character died in the original.
Yes. Well, I guess. Apparently, the way it says it in this one is... They saved him. You know, they put him in cryo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
But it's a fun movie. And
but that cryo didn't keep him from aging, did it?
No. Strange how that works like that. He still aged while he's frozen.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, sadly.
On his knees.
Huh?
But it was actually directed by John Hyams, and Peter Hyams did the cinematography.
So his brother directed it?
Yeah. It looks good. It's absolutely ridiculous. It takes place in Pripyat, that outside of Chernobyl. So it's like, but I'm sure they shot it in Prague or some shit. But you know, they're all running around this area, which is supposedly like can kill you almost instantly. There's so much radiation.
Oh my god!
Don't lie to me.
And half of it takes place within the core that melted down that they have that concrete sarcophagus over.
Is it safe to film there?
And, well, they didn't film it there.
Oh.
But that's supposedly where it's taking place. But it's fun. I enjoyed it.
Well, where did they actually film the movie at then?
Wherever I please.
Ah.
I don't want to. I don't know what's wrong.
Wherever they please.
Yeah.
I think you're off in the head.
Where's that horse going?
Where's that horse going?
Wherever I please.
Oh, I feel like my head's going to explode from laughing at that. Stop it! I'm like trying to compose myself, and you keep screwing with me. All right, last DVD, Zombieland on DVD and Blu-ray.
Zombieland?
It doesn't say it's unrated or anything, so I guess they didn't feel like going with... I have a feeling they shot everything they could and put it in the movie.
What is it exactly that you do?
I'm a doctor. What about you?
I kill zombies.
Best line ever in a movie.
That was one of those sci-fi originals.
It was House of the Dead 2.
Ah, there you go. I can't say I'm a big fan of the Zombieland. A lot of people liked it, but I thought it was kind of funny, but actually more annoying.
Appreciate the zombie killing.
I think I have a theory about this. I haven't seen the movie, but my theory is that so rare does a good zombie movie come out that you're starved for one, so you forgive it of a lot of things just because you want to see a good zombie movie. What do you think, Steven?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that.
I mean, I haven't seen the film. I want to see it. You know, I'll rent it from Netflix or whatever. But
I can guarantee you, it's not a good movie. But it's not a terrible movie.
You get
it's
some
just
zombie.
Not...
It's better than Day of the Dead, which is shown on Showtime right now.
Oh God!
This is the remake I'm talking about.
Yeah, not the Bub, the original one.
Yeah. Wow.
The Minu Suvari.
My idea.
Yeah, huh? So this kind of sucks, but hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it's just one of those movies that you think like the writer, like really, really thought he was clever.
It's like, man, pretty...
I'm hilarious.
I think you're off in the head.
Oh, goodness.
But that's DVDs for this week.
Holy shit!
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. Awesome! Woohoo! I'm gonna pick up that Mr. Ed set. What do you guys say?
Where's that horse going?
Where is the horse going? I love that horse.
Grab I, please.
All right, dude. God.
Oh, stupid
shit.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal and.
Everybody, that was episode 190 of Nowhere a Mulberry. Whoa, 190? You kidding me? Wow,
10 more weeks to 200.
You know, I was starting to not feel that great, but I was like, I'm gonna do a damn show. We need to do 190. Damn it, I made Bill do a show sick the other day. I'm gonna do a show sick, but you know, I'm not quite sick. I just feel like, you know, when you feel it coming on.
We didn't make Bill.
Yeah, Bill sacrificed himself for the good of the show. Thank you, Bill.
I threw myself on the sword.
Yeah, where were you earlier? Anyway, Bill.
Where am I, please?
Oh, okay.
I was with the horse.
The horse.
He was with the. And the broomstick.
Oh! Yikes!
Broomstick was still sticking out of his head.
Jesus!
And Bill's going, I got peanut butter!
That ain't right! All right, if you'd like to go to nowheremulberry.com, you will find a link to our forum. And you know what? If you're listening right now, if you've never joined the forum, I want you to do it right now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Go sign up.
And then never post.
I didn't say anything about posting. Just join.
Yeah.
And also, send us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. And you'll find a link to Mulberry Old School. It's a link to all of our old episodes. Download them now because they may not be around much longer.
Yeah, I forgot to say earlier, I've got a complaint about who is it that you use to host that right now?
GCast.
They suck. Because I've been trying to download all the episodes.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, and it's like some episodes I'll get half of an episode.
Yeah, it's really
annoying. Some episodes I'll get like hardly any of it. It's like they decide when they want to give you the full episode.
I have a feeling that whoever was running that place is going to be out of a job soon and just doesn't care.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And it has to do with the pool, the bandwidth pool. Whoever's downloading at a time or something, I don't know, like in the middle of the night maybe. I don't know when the best time is. But I swear to God, this is what always happens. Someone says, I can't download this. Can you send it to me? And I'm like, okay, yeah, let me check. And I'll try it and I'll get the entire episode. I'm like, well, try it again. It's so weird.
You've got to try it multiple times. I set up this I downloaded one of those download managers where you can add like the entire list to it and it'll download them. And I'm getting like half episodes. And it was driving me crazy because ideally I would like to have every episode. And then, you know, when the time comes, if we choose to, be able to upload them to a new server or something.
What I need to do is put it all on a drive for you and send it to you.
There you go.
I wonder how many
DVD or something.
I wonder how many gigs that is. I can put it on a DVD for you if you want. What's the highest? Was it 8 gigabytes?
8 gig.
Yeah, dual layer.
I've got multiple ones.
You can go get a 16 gig thumb drive for $20.
That's true too.
$25.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'll buy one and send it to you.
It'd be a little cheaper than even worrying about the disc getting broken.
Yeah. Well, plus the price per disc anymore.
Yeah, you got to buy a bundle of discs.
Plus, it would be easier for you, like when you got it, not to have to read every disc. It would be easier just to open up a drive and just drop the folder.
I'll send you one this week, and you can transfer them over.
Yeah, I'll look and see how many gigs it is. You probably don't have to do a 16 gigabyte.
Okay.
Probably like 4, 6, or 8. I don't know. I'd have to look. But
okay.
But I'm excited about next week's show because we get to talk about Lost. I'm really curious. I got to look at that 4 minutes, guys. Steven, hold me down. I don't want to look at the 4 minutes. I'm sorry.
Wait, what are you so excited about Lost for? We get 2 episodes of Smallville tonight.
Woo-hoo! Steven! Smallville! Yeah, forget about 4 minutes of Lost. You get to watch 2 hours of the Smallville.
And supposedly they're really intense.
Oh, man.
I love it.
You know what I love about Smallville?
I do.
Seriously, it always brings you to know. Okay, I won't tell you.
No. He asked me if I loved it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it always brings the gravitas.
Of course it does.
Because
the first episode and the last episode do.
Because I don't think I could live in Smallville. It's just too tense all the time. It's kind of like Dylan, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle Dylan right now.
Yeah.
You forgot to say please.
Huh?
Please?
Please?
Like that time I hid your clothes in Fiji, in the cabana, remember that? That was a good time.
Oh, that pissed me off. Damn horse was looking for him.
Oh, hello.
Where'd that horse go?
Hello, we got a phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Nowhere Mulberry?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
May I ask who's calling?
No.
No. Okay. How can I help you?
I was calling in to give your first hockey update on Nowhere in Mulberry.
Oh, okay. Hockey update, nice.
It's specific to the NHL and the Pacific League. The Dallas Stars beat the Colorado Avalanche 3-2.
Nice.
So some news that I wanted to share with you guys. I know you're big hockey fans.
Oh, well,
it's hockey
you.
Girl. We'll call her.
I didn't even
girl.
Know the game was on right now. I'm missing it.
It's over.
Oh.
So, all right. Well, that's it. Have a great rest of the show. Sorry to interrupt.
Thank you. What can I call you? Since you give me
her
any
hockey
kind of
girl.
Name.
Can we call her hockey girl?
Hockey girl.
Hockey lady.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Well, Have a cover great blown. Show. We'll
what are you
later.
Doing with my
Go
daughter? Bye.
Bye.
So cute. Cover blown.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you won't tell me your name, but what are you doing with my daughter? Give her back! Oh, my God. No, good times. Thank you for calling in, Heather.
I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
You bastard! No! Damn it. Well, anyway. Bill, where'd that horse go?
Rabbi, please!
Damn you! All right, Bill, let's go play some homoerotic video games. Oh, shit, did I hang up on Bill? Bill, did I hang up on you?
No, I hung up. I was going to go find a horse. You went looking for it.
I don't know how to hang up without hanging up on you. It's so annoying.
Rabbi, please!
That didn't even make sense.
That's okay.
All right, guys, let's end the show. See you next week, everybody.
They're going home, and we're going home, and we get ready to wrap it up for the night.
Okay, thanks.
Even the other cops starting to act that way.
Their street voice.
Candy, soda.
Can you shut up?
How funny is that?
What's wrong with you two?